You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists from all over the world. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. Please search for Fakeologist Audio Chat and Fakeologist Main Show on your favorite podcast app. To connect to our always on and always streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. To listen to the live stream, go to fake11.com/radio2. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good evening. Good morning, Wayfarer.
Good day. How are you, fakeologist? How's things over there in Scandinavia?
Scandinavia, you got it. Well, about the same. It's Sunday, December 5th, 2021, in the live audio chat with Wayfarer, who's from, I believe, Canberra, the capital of Australia.
That is correct. Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
No, I just wanted to say I'm testing a new audio device. Which
sound beautiful.
Can you hear me okay?
Beautifully. Crystal clear. You sound like a radio rock star.
That's fantastic. That's great. I've found this little mixer, like a USB mixer, which can play from your phone and from your computer without funny routing. Just goes. It's kind of the easiest thing to use because everything has a knob, like a physical knob. So I think this
I love it.
Yeah.
How do you hook your phone into that?
Well,
that's amazing.
The phone, you just have to use a little like 3.5 millimeter like auxiliary cord. But
okay.
But also you don't need to do anything with like a voice meter banana or any third party software to play anything from your computer as well. So if you hook this up to your computer, you can play, have all sorts of panes open on your computer to play. And you can also have something like a soundboard on your phone.
Oh man, that's powerful. Where did you get that mixer? What is it called?
It's called a Yamaha AG03. I'll put it in the show notes, in this live stream show.
Yes, do that.
Yeah. Smart. But it's a quarter of the price of that Rode thing that costs about $800 in Australia. It's got one mic input, but you can get another one that's about $60 more. It's got two mic inputs, but for most people,
you can use a
condenser mic or a ribbon. It's got 48 volt power. But also it's got a jack so that you can 6.5 millimeter jack so you can use just a regular kind of cheap mic, or it's even got a guitar input, which at a pinch, I reckon you could probably put a second microphone into that. So it'll do all the things you need with at least one good microphone input. Yeah.
So it's got to go an XLR input for the mic?
Absolutely. And 48 volt phantom power for a condenser.
Oh my goodness. That does sound like a great thing. And yeah. You want to try and play something from your phone into it?
I'll just play something from the computer first. Where's the media bear? I'll just put him in.
Can you go to FakeoTube and play one of those videos on there? This is fantastic. I just put a couple new FakeoTube videos up. Couple Twitter videos that were censored. That would be fantastic. Wow. We gotta get Rick and Rollo on that device too.
Yeah, well that's my plan, is to try to like supply Rick, who's, if I had a dollar for every word that Rick said, I'd be a rich man. He deserves a better setup. That's for sure.
You got it, buddy. Let's do a crowdsource for Rick.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to play just the first thing. Coronavirus woman kicks the ass out of COVID and face mask. I'm going to play this now. You tell me if you can hear it okay.
From FakeOTube?
Yeah. Let's see if it works. It's just loading now. Okay, here we go.
And ni hao to Frank.
Mama hoo hoo.
G'day, Frank. How are you?
Simon Shack just posted a comment that I tried to tag you on.
Yeah.
And that is to say that it's just been discovered that the margarita pizza with 2 grams of sodium caused strokes and heart attack and blood clotting. It's just been revealed in Italy. So I think this, and also cold weather causes stroke and heart attack in Canada now. It's brand new. I don't know why it could possibly have just started now.
So how many times have I died now then?
I know. It has nothing to do with the experimental biological injections.
I must be.
Yeah, you're immortal.
I'm a zombie. I've just come back to life 100 times. I've been drinking seawater today, salt in my coffee. I don't even know how much salt I would have had today. I'm still not wearing glasses. Do you know that? I'm nearly 63 years old.
Yes, you are a modern miracle. You and Rollo need to go into the body hall of fame, longevity and all that.
They're going to be able to compete with Rollo's. He is some kind of, watching him drink when he came to Geelong,
the fish are jealous.
It was mind-numbing, absolutely mind-numbing.
And by the way, we're not hearing anything, Wayfair.
I know. I was waiting for you guys to finish. I didn't want to be rude.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead, be rude.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna play it now. See how we go. Just tell me what the levels are like.
So we're going to talk about it. So I'm willing to play the game. I'm willing to play the game today. Why? Because
they're good.
We each have an appointment.
Yes, that's really good.
Who is now
open. So is that a good level compared to our mic?
It could be a little bit higher, but...
Yeah, I think you can do that. I think the video... I had it up quite high, but I think the video has very low... The one I clicked on has very low audio.
Are you able to get a feel for the sound level of what you're playing? Is there a...
Absolutely. There's knobs on everything except the auxiliary phone input, which you have to marry from your phone. But that's okay. You can still do it. But the main thing is you can play from your computer straight into the stream. That's the stream.
Yeah, that's important. That is important.
So you posted that machine in the live stream notes, have you?
I will in a minute when I get a good photo of it. I'm just gonna select the media bear and let's see how, because his are all properly compressed. Now here we go.
After the break, Rick and Roll off. Or Frank and Roll. Oh, Frank and Ab.
Cody from Memphis.
Silver Bay.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
I'm always triggered by that. Sunday, right. December 4th. Yeah, go ahead. But the only... Okay, here we go. Okay, that's good.
Okay, that was good. Right up. So, is that too loud? Was that clipping?
No, that was good. Great. That was very good.
It wasn't clipping.
Oh, that's
great.
That's
pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing, actually.
Yeah. This is the Frank one.
That's right. Seriously, I want one because when you find little machines like that that are not clippy and you can control that distortion thing, that's powerful.
I know, because that's the number one problem with the audio in the Discord is people are clipping, and at least this thing...
they're picking it out, yeah.
At least this thing has got a red light on it which shows where your input into the mixer is clipping or not. Right?
Fantastic.
And then you've got an output kind of thing. I think I'm peaking a bit now, actually.
No, you're not.
But anyway, but even so, because you've got more headroom in a device like this, you'll get a much better audio quality. So I'll just put down my mic now and I'll find the link. You guys can chat. Okay?
Yeah. So can you play the last thing?
Going back to the pizza thing, that's really just bizarre, isn't it? They're saying that the strokes are caused by people having salty pizza.
I know. I'm not sure you're getting my point, though. The point is that the injections have been causing ischemia from minor to major. You're getting it. Okay.
Yeah, I fully get what you're saying. So the cover story for the injections.
Right.
Is salty pizza.
This is the cover story in Italy. It's not in Canada. Simon sent this from Italy. In Canada, it's the cold weather. That's the story we're getting here.
Deepers.
Yeah. You're gonna get kangaroos crossing the road as your cause of heart attacks and stroke. That'll be coming soon.
It's So I did the figures for Victoria. It's up in Victoria. It's up at 10% for the last few months compared to last year. The death rate. That's a huge jump. Yeah.
I wonder what it could be causing that.
No, it's impossible to understand it because, you know, just obviously it cannot be. No one understands it. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, what could it be?
Okay. Don't be too sarcastic because you really have to get the message out. Your sarcasm is sounding sincere, Frank. You're fooling even the fakeologist.
But it's just it is ridiculous. In the end, it becomes just ridiculous.
It's criminal. No, it's criminal.
No, sorry. It is ridiculous when the people that you talk with each day cannot connect, that the only change that's occurred from this one year to the next is the jabs. Because Victoria got locked down just as hard this year as it did last year.
We never have to go to their playbook to try and explain it, because that's a waste of energy, time, breath. There's only one thing it is and could be and will be and ever has been. Injecting poison into your body will severely injure or kill you potentially if you get the lethal one.
Yeah.
And we know, we're sure, I think it's certain that there's just as many experimental doses being tried out as there are people. And we know that every person is their own scientific chemical soup mix. Everyone is different because we all eat differently and breathe differently. And fundamentally, we're the same, but we all are our own. Yeah, exactly. We all have our different levels of salt. We all are very different. We all have our own frailties, our age. Everything makes us all respond a little bit differently, but fundamentally we respond the same to poison, I would say.
Mm.
But if Wayfair wants to play...
What level has it gone up in Canada?
I don't know. I'm not checking.
It must be significant if people are having to make excuses for it.
I don't know. If you wouldn't mind dipping into those stats, because you know how to access them, I'm sure it's extremely similar to Australia. How to get access to these statistics. Statistics Canada is supposed to be one of the best record-keeping operations in the world.
Okay.
Just give me a talk to Wave.
I might just go off air while I've got a bit of noise in the background. I've made an interesting discovery that the Canadian deaths by month figures don't go any further than 2019.
Oh, great.
On the first pass, because I've got I'll send you the link, which takes you to the, so in the live stream notes, I'll put the link that takes you to the figures.
Okay.
And then if you look at it, there's a reference period, and it goes from 2015, 2019, or you can change the numbers. But if you pull the website up, you can't go any further than 2019. So that's curious.
Well, obviously nobody died in Canada since then.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt.
Dave J was right all along.
All along. But it's intriguing how transparent the deception is, isn't it? Or blatant,
It's in your face. It's arrogance. It's in your face. You're too stupid to know what's going on in your face, so you deserve it. You consent, etc.
We're just not going to give you the figures for 2020. So that's that. Let me see if I can find it another way. It's Canada.
As I said, Statistics Canada is world renowned for their record keeping. I think we imported Nazi Germany to our statistics department.
On Project Paperclip, or in your case, it'd be Project Paper Maple Leaf or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Project Maple Leaf. That's good, Frank. Yeah, that would be great if you got one of these little devices. You would, you could bring clips to the show too. Yeah.
So intriguingly, I've got the figures for 2020. There was quite a large jump in deaths in 2020. It went from 287. So when I say that, it's actually, it follows the trend perfectly. So I can give you a figure here, Ab, which you would say if you were a person like me that just works out deaths by trend. So if you click on that link, Ab, that I've sent to you.
Yeah, I'm driving now, so you'll have to just...
Oh, okay. So what you see is that the 2020 figures of total number of deaths in Canada from 2001 to 2020 indicate that 2020 was exactly what you would expect by extrapolating the curve from the previous years.
Okay. COVID had no impact in 2020.
You can't pick it, no.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to pick out the number of deaths in 2021. So has there been much discussion about the number of deaths in Canada?
No, I don't hear any. 2020? No, I don't.
Okay. So there's no big claims that gazillions of people died in Canada in 2020.
No, and quite honestly, they might be sparing certain countries.
I'm talking about in 2020. In 2020, nothing happened.
I'm just talking in general. They may be sparing or targeting certain countries, certain states, certain counties. They do have that precision with their biological warfare. Let's not discount that. If they want to clear out California, they can target California.
Yeah.
I think the bio side will be person specific eventually. But in the meantime,
I think it's about Caucasian Christians myself, but that's
I identify as a black Muslim paraplegic. That's what I put on my census.
I'm a bit of a census avoider, I must admit.
Yeah, really, what good is it knowing exactly who you are? You're a human being. That's the only checkbox on the census you should have to check off.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Okay.
I hear, if Wayfair is still in the room, I hear all his little Discord notifications. They're kind of annoying.
Yeah, is it Wayfair, is it, that's doing that? Or is it me? Oh, it must be Wayfair because he's got the thing to linked in, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got his computer sound hooked up to the stream.
Yep.
So the other thing that people forget to turn off
is
that drives me crazy is the email noise, the email chime. People that get emails during a stream, it just dinged. And not so much here, but on anyone's stream, Zoom call, etc., when you hear them. And they're supposedly professional broadcasters, half these people. Yeah, you got to turn off all the notification sounds because they will drive any close listener batty.
Yep. So getting the figures for 2020 for Canada would be interesting. But it is obviously a serious sign when people are looking for reasons why there's been an increase in congestive heart failure. That's obviously doesn't sound great, does it? If Simon's sending
stroke.
You,
and stroke. Yeah. It's all ischemia. It's just clotting. This is the body's response, of course, to poisoning.
Mm.
Ultimately, I think it's the only thing the body can do is just try and grab this poison and isolate it and store it or expel it. What else can a body do?
Yeah.
Can't call anybody. This is what our body does.
Yeah. And you were saying you had a fellow that worked out that 1 in 200 of the shots was fatal.
Yeah, that's the video. Actually, you might want to play a bit of that. It's more of a visual video, but he does talk his way through it quite well. It's on FacoTube. I think I taught you how to play a video from FacoTube.
I would have to look at those instructions again, but I'll give it a go.
I'll walk you through it. It's within the last week that I posted it. So if you go to latest videos, it should be there.
I mean,
be better. You have more control, of course, if you played it directly from your computer. Wayfair could probably do it.
Yeah, he's gone AWOL. Come back, Wayfarer. Why don't you come back?
I think he's busy twisting his knobs.
Oh, hang on, sorry. Hey, can you hear me now? Hello?
We can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I was just trying to kill my notifications. Can you? Are they?
Well, you did a good job.
Now? Good. Yeah, okay.
We want you to play.
Yes.
A video. Is it the COVID-19 genocide of 2020?
Is this on FacoTube or is it on YouTube?
It is.
Yeah, FacoTube.
Okay, I'll go in there.
Yeah, this would not last on YouTube. I'm not sure the title. The thumbnail looks like, I think it's just a doc Google document page with maybe some graphs on it.
What's it
nothing
called?
Special.
What's the title of the thing?
Yeah, I have to look it up. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I title.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
So cover your face and put some boots on your feet. It's the opening time.
I like that. Inject the new normal. If we made every... go ahead.
Is it called...
Okay, so there's a thing called plot clock shot.
I got it.
That's it. Plot the clot shot.
Yeah, that one. It takes a bit while to load. Oh, now it's loading faster. Sometimes FacoTube takes a while from where I am for some reason.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's coming from, I think FacoTube's in France.
Oh.
Is it?
I don't remember where it is. Somewhere over there, maybe. Somewhere in the cloud, floating around.
Still loading. See how we go.
There we go, mate.
I think I've nailed this thing because I'm not getting any funny sounds. And
we're not getting any strange sounds.
Am I echoing at all now?
Not at all.
No.
That really is brilliant. Good sound. I've got my monitor on so I can hear myself through my desk. That really annoys me about Discord is you can't hear yourself through your own headphones.
Okay.
But I can now.
A lot of people don't like that. I don't necessarily like hearing myself either. But
it's okay.
It's handy if you're in a really noisy environment and you've got your noise gate cranked up. FakoTube's not loading, by the way. Or at least the video's not loading. I'm in the site, but it's just beach balling.
Well, why don't you download the video from FakoTube and just play it from your own?
I'll download that.
All right. It shouldn't take more than a couple seconds. It's not that long.
Okay.
That's a good way of avoiding buffering. Just download the video. I offered easy downloading.
I've never
no plugin required.
Still happening. I've never had trouble with FakoTube loading so slowly before. It's because it's a Sunday night, maybe.
No, it's because they're listening to the show and they're throttling the hell out of it.
Oh, here we go.
Just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean people are not out to get you.
It's playing.
That's exactly the quote. I can never remember that quote. In batches or lots, and each lot has a number. The batches are listed in the VAERS database in the order in which they were created, and the VAERS database also records the adverse reactions for each batch. Consequently, it was possible to make a graph plotting the adverse reactions along the vertical axis and the sequence of batches in time order along the x-axis. In this way, I was able to see the patterns of deployment of the toxic batches over time. I was also able to see which companies were responsible and when, and I was able to deduce the purpose of their activities. You're going to be astonished at what you will read. It's a revelation of sorts. You'll see behind the curtain. Here is a graph of all the reported batches in VAERS in their time sequence and with their associated adverse reactions over the year 2021. So this is all batches represented on the graph in 2021 in the order in which the batches were deployed and on the vertical axis showing the number of adverse reactions for each batch. So each dot is a batch. Take a moment to look at what you can see. About 95% of the batches lie very close to the x-axis in this thick line here. These batches are all relatively harmless, generating only a handful of adverse reactions per batch. In fact, 80% of all the batches generate only one or two adverse reaction reports and so are harmless. All these harmless batches are found close to the x-axis. And now for the shock. All the clouds of dots and these spikes of dots, all of these dots above the x-axis, all of these clouds and spikes are toxic batches. Yes, all of them. Okay, you probably need a moment to let that sink in. Maybe take a breath or two. We'll get more into what these spikes and clouds mean later. For now, I'll just give you a statistical breakdown. 5% of all the batches belong to these clouds and spikes. The really toxic ones generate 1,000 to 5,000 adverse reaction reports and are found above this red line. These batches have been found to consistently cause adverse reactions, disabilities, deaths and hospitalizations in every state right across the USA. Wherever they are deployed, wherever they are dispensed, they cause harm. So these are the really toxic batches here.
Luckily, these batteries above the red line only comprise about 0.65% of all the batteries, so there's only a 1 in 200 chance that your vaccine shot will come from one of these. A lesson learned. If you have been lucky so far, then don't carry on rolling the dice. So the total.
What do you think so far?
2021 and recorded.
Wait, sir, you can pause it for a sec.
I think it's very, very compelling myself.
Yeah, I thought you would like it, Frank, because you seem to be quite adept at numerology and statistics. And it's a very dry delivery, of course. He sounds sort of like one of those slow, methodical presenters, but he is definitely onto something. And I think that just raw statistics, of course, are completely useless for analysis. You really have to do what he did, is plot these things to see any kind of pattern. Otherwise, you will not be able to determine anything. And the CDC that runs VAERS, I think they administer VAERS. They are, I think the purpose of them doing it is they can control and manipulate it and make it difficult. And anybody could start their own reporting system. I really think some entity or some philanthropist or anyone should start their own reporting system and take the power away from the CDC, because they're known liars and they're not helping.
But it doesn't sound like the CDC are lying in this case. They're actually keeping the records. They obviously want to know the efficacy of their clot shots.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't think they need a granular knowledge of what's going on. I don't think they care. I think it's just a widespread genocide. So who really cares how people keel over? But that said, Steve Kirsch, who seems, I don't know if you've heard that name. I mentioned it yesterday. Steve Kirsch, KIRSCH.substack.com. He has really emerged as a bit of a white knight. He's offering rewards for whistleblowers, real whistleblowers to come forward of his own money. He's some kind of tech millionaire, which I'm leery of, but that's fine. We'll watch. We'll judge him by his actions. By his fruits. And it really appears that he seems sincere, and he's publishing much information, including a couple recent posts in the last couple hours. But he said he claims that he knows a neurologist who has a 20,000 person practice, 20,000 patient practice, and she hasn't had time to submit 2,000 entries into the VAERS database. In the last 13 years, she's only ever submitted one. But this last year, she has a backlog of 2,000 where she just needs the time to do it.
Wow.
So Steve Kirsch's idea or his research saying that the VAERS is only representing 1 out of 41 cases out there, real cases. And he said he's tried seven different ways to prove that, and he has proven that. And he said if anyone can disprove him that it's 141st of all cases, then he'll pay them money too. He's got his wallet out, and he's willing to pay anyone that can disprove him of his statistics. So if you want to follow statistics, I suggest you look at his Substack. I link to him on fakeologist.com/blog.
Yeah, no, I'll be happy to do that. As you know, statistics are the thing that I'm most interested in.
Yeah, well, you would love this. There's another one on Substack. You might like it. There's another one on Substack who was thrown off Twitter, as Steve has been thrown off. And his name is a little trickier. It's Borgatto. The best thing to do is go to my blog post and just find one of the posts that I link to and start following him on Substack, too. And he loves statistics. I'm not sure if he's a virus hugger or not. Some of these people are, which it doesn't really change what they're doing, but it influences my belief in their work a little bit, because I think if you haven't come to the conclusion yet about how viruses, what they are and what we are told they are, because that...
Well, let me drag you to some speculation. I agree
Go
with you.
Go for it. Yeah, I know you do. So I like it.
What happened to the flu?
I know. This is an old meme. We get it. It's been relabeled.
What does it mean, the flu is?
What do you mean by that?
What is the flu? Is the flu... are you saying that what's happening now is just the flu? And whatever the flu was really just people's bodies, you know, getting rid of toxins at a particular time of the year. Is that your view?
Yes.
Okay, and so nothing actually happened in your view?
That is correct. We just had a relabeling.
I'm completely
relabeling.
Okay with that.
Yeah.
What I think I did say to you is that I did definitely pick up something after I'd been with people that have been jabbed.
I know you've said that. But I believe you can't pick anything up from people. So I don't think they're expressing anything. Well, I've heard speculation that when you are detoxing, you may have possibly picked up whatever toxins are emanating from their skin. But I don't believe that either because, if there's some toxic wave or whiff that comes from them, I'm not sure I believe that because of all many studies over the last 100 years, they've never been able to take anything from a sick person and put it into a healthy person to cause a sickness reaction.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with that theory for me. But don't forget, and people will have to remember that we've had 2 years of intense psychological torture. Now we're all responding differently to it. I don't know if too many fakeologists are succumbing to psychological torture because we really have a good handle on what they're doing. But most people don't. So they're going to be breaking down their cellular structure at an alarming rate, just psychologically. Mm. Now you shouldn't be because you're tuned in to what's happening.
I'm in great shape. But at the same time, there is also the stress of, this coup d'etat being pulled off. And,
Of course.
You may not be stressed about, that many people that are not stressed about the virus are stressed about the events.
Well, the uncertainty is stress. You don't know which way the herd is going to move. Our job is to stay out of the way of the herd.
I know which way the herd is going to move. It's going to roll over us.
I know, but we got to keep getting out of the way, don't we?
That's right. It's pretty stressful.
Yeah. Do we hunker down and bury ourselves? Do we just keep going in the opposite direction? Or what do? It's really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I've only come up with prayer as a strategy at this stage.
Yeah. Did Wayfarer put a link to that device yet?
Yeah.
And is it available on one of... Okay. How much is it?
In Australia, we have a lot of tax on electronics. I don't know about there, but we do. And it's 200 and 260 respectively for the two models, one with one XLR and one with two XLR. So... I don't know whether it'd be in Canada, but they're commonly available. That's the reason why I was looking at this one, wanted to test it out, is because you can get it on Amazon or wherever. And you get bundled software that gives you compression and EQ and reverb. So if you want to troll someone and just hit the effect button and like, shut up, you get that. You know what I mean?
Would you like to troll us now to test it?
Okay. Let's have a look.
Would you like to do a test troll?
Shut up. Can you hear it?
Yeah, keep going. I'm very offended, by the way. It's working.
if somebody's getting out of control, you can just talk to them through the Echo like God, and then turn it off like that with one click of a button. No mouse required. Yeah. It's just
the only thing. The only thing is, I don't know what Frank puts in his coffee while I do, but Frank is so much louder than you. Frank's levels are very strong as always. That's why Frank always sounds so smart. So you're lower than Frank on my end.
Is that right? Okay. So what I'll do is,
it's my years as a lesbian.
Yes.
I'm going to check my digital inputs in the Discord.
Like, I could just turn Frank down, and then he would be equal to you.
Can you do that?
I can turn Frank down on my end, but it won't. I don't know if the stream might find you lower because I can't control the stream reception right now.
Okay, what about now? Is that loud compared to what it was before?
Well, keep going. I need a little more sampling to sound a little different, maybe.
I'm just trying to get some sort of like setting that everybody can recognize, you know, as being a reasonable level. Because, you see, the problem is that everybody's clipping. Like, everyone's input is too high for a clear signal and a clear recording. So if everyone's clipping and then someone comes in who's not, and you want to boost their signal, well, then they become distorted as well. You see what I mean?
Yeah. After the break, Frank and Rollo.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Rick from Paul McClory.
You're listening
Where
to
are you, Rick?
Radio on fakeologist.com.
Rick, stop doing bumpers and join the show. You're the one that wanted to do this show today.
Yeah, where is Rick?
Oh, I don't know. He was there. He just talked. He's gone now. Come back. Rick just does bumpers on Sundays now. Bugger. Probably painting somebody's house.
Okay.
But I do get the complaint, Ab, that I'm very loud. Often.
So it's not your mic, it's your vocal cords that you have to adjust?
Apparently, yeah.
Well,
so
one
I've got a Samson mic and I'm about 18 inches away from it.
Are you using a Samson USB mic, Frank?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that explains it.
Well, you see, once everything's gone into the digital domain, it's really hard to tell some sort of idea of what your levels are. I mean, this one has only got a red light and a green light, and
sounding better.
Yeah, is that sounding better?
Yes, it is.
I think
it's a lot to do with mic technique as well, like getting in the right place relative to the microphone. And you know, like if you're on the buds or something, you know, like you're in the truck or whatever, you just don't really have that level of control because you've just got just Bluetooth going straight to the.
You're
thing.
Right.
You can't even clipping or not? Can you?
No, I can't. No, I'm mobile, so I know my audio is the worst right now to compare to yours, but I can't tell.
But on that note, you know, when you were talking to what's his name, Infinite Plane Society guy. And he's got people in his studio. You sounded 10 times better than him. So that just shows that
he has audio problems. He has technical problems coming out the yazoo every time.
Yeah. Well, the guys giving him support don't actually know what they're doing. Whereas you at home after driving a truck all day can come up with a better solution. So. It's not that hard, but it does require a little bit of thought and work. And especially with Discord, once you go into the Discord, I found with my expensive German interface, it didn't play nicely at all. Like, so there's some interfaces that just, this one's designed for streamers, Twitch, you know, that sort of thing. It worked for Zoom calls and all sorts of things as well. But it's designed for like live streaming, so everything's like just there and just touch it.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's taken this long, 2 years of home studios to only get this many products out there. There should be 100 products by now.
Four or 5 years, I think, but it's just gradually been taken up and. You know, I just think it's great. I just think it's great and it's affordable. So what I wanted to do is like see if there could perhaps be like a standard operating environment at least I know it's a bit of money, but you know, when you've got a standard operating environment, you can get all the levels the same, you see. That's the thing.
Well, the person that should be on the call to talk with you as well is Vela said, of course, he's our resident expert. There's what's called the Go XLR Mini and then the Go XLR. Those are comparable devices. I'm not sure if they have the same exact features. I have the Go XLR, which is more. I paid a few hundred dollars.
Right.
The Mini is about half of that, and I probably could have used the Mini, but I went the whole enchilada, as we say in Mexico.
What I like this
but you
one,
might want.
This one's got compression and also EQ. So you got a 5-band parametric EQ. So you can actually go through and find the part of your voice that sounds disgusting and then take that out. And also the other very useful thing is compression. And this really helps with levels. Like if I'm about to, I'll boost this up to infinite ratio. So now I sound like a radio station where it doesn't matter if I shout or I whisper very quietly. It's all pretty much the same level, you see? So
that's brilliant. Yeah, I love that.
And that all that software comes with the item. You just download the drivers and you're good to go. And I can see Sorry.
You seem to know about audio. You seem very knowledgeable.
I know. I've been doing audio sort of on and off for a long time, but I've just
come
to Fakeology. The whole digital side was a real learning curve and I've sort of been putting my head inside of it. To try and work out which devices worked last month or so. So this way you haven't seen much of me. Just trying to learn more digital side of audio, sort of because I've been an analog live guy, you know, like twiddling the knobs in front of speakers with feedback and all that sort of thing. that this is a different world. The difficult thing with digital audio is routing, right? Is trying to work out where the sound is going, even though you haven't got a physical cable in front of you. But the thing about this device is that all happens without you thinking about it. And when I plugged it into Discord and it's working today, I'm thinking, yep, this thing is awesome. It's just great. I like it better than the Rode Procast or whatever it is. Because a lot of that stuff has just got algorithms that you can't touch and you can't get inside. So you can't fine-tune like compression EQ. So yeah, this is a good thing. So anyway, enough said. I'll post some
I think the Go XLR, cause I don't look at that software panel very often. I think it definitely has the compression. I think it has that too, but I'm not sure cause Velocid and I walked through it a little bit, but now it's out of my head, so I'm not sure what we were doing. It has the same thing.
Well, hopefully you set it and forget it, and then you start drinking, and then you can use the knobs, you see? Because the knobs are very important if you've got alcohol in front of you, because you start to lose the plot in a nice way, and then you can touch your knobs and flick your buttons, and it's a very enjoyable experience to do things with a hard surface, you know?
Well, alcohol is just about the anyway.
Sorry, what's that, Frank?
On the Benny Hill Show.
Alcohol is about the only way you can get women to touch your knobs. That's what I've heard.
We got Rick. Rick, how are you, man?
Rick, is that Rick from Fort Macquarie?
It's not the same. It is. Very same.
Oh, he's digitally. You're in digital warble land right now. Can you improve your location? Improve your location, sir.
I'll try.
You're underwater.
The Wayfarer, where are you at the moment?
I'm in Canberra. You know, under the beehive. Yeah. So, yeah, just been busier, like things, more work now that things are opening up a bit here. My wife had the shot, by the way, the first one, and she doesn't want the second one because it made her feel so sick. And my kids have had them. You know, I tried my best, you know, crazy dad.
What age do you have children?
Sorry? Oh, they're between 18 and 22.
Yeah.
Three of them.
So it seems impossible to stop young people having it. They just are totally focused on, I'm not quite sure what it is.
Well, you know, they just, it's this, I do everything everybody else does kind of thing when you're young, isn't it? You know, I don't know. What can you say?
Yeah, and if I may just interrupt, we are not the only influence. Many people are speaking to our kids, and it's impossible to change their mind on that subject.
Yeah, it seems so. It seems impossible,
Yeah, it is hard when there's so much pressure from the media, social media. You know, people posting things like, oh, I got my shot, you know, on the landing page of their Facebook or their Instagram.
And then I will say, but even people more close than that, because my daughter has the vaccine, both of them. The third one is impending, I suppose. And it's mainly because my mom, which is sick, got the vaccine, and she was like, yeah, but I want to travel with my grandmother, so I will take the vaccine. So many people say so many things. Close people, internet, like you said, television, social pressure. It's very, very, very difficult to win that battle.
Yeah.
If all your friends are going out on the town, they're going to go to some place where they're going to have drinks, you know, they're going to have pre-drinks at home, and then they're going to go out on the town and they're all going to get hammered, right? And then you say, oh, I can't get in there because I haven't been vaccinated. That sounds they don't want that, man. No way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The only option will be to live in a community of same-minded people where those type of influence are less present, if even existent. That will be the only way.
Well, the problem is it's not looking all that great for reproduction, though, is it?
I was not really looking forward to be a grandfather, so we will see about that.
Mm.
I just joined in. What happened? You're a grandfather?
No, I say I'm not looking forward to be a grandfather. So for the moment, I don't know what the work is about, but we will see in the future.
Oh, you're talking about the infertility causing from the shots?
I'm saying it's not looking that great for reproduction if all the young people are taking this thing.
Who's warbling away there? Is that esoteric?
Yes, I was saying that I saw a music video about getting vaccinated by two people. It's a terrible song anyway. But at one point, the female that is singing in the song mentioned the fact that, give me just a second. I will play it. It's even easier because I will not do it justice, but it's short.
Ben, I reckon that's a parody. It's a parody. a New Zealand parody. Yeah, yeah. Because it's so bad, there's no way they'd allow that kind of pathetic stuff.
Oh, I would not be surprised. I'm not surprised at all. It would be in tune with the musical production.
But, terrible.
I will try to play it.
There is the
good morning, Rick. Real
thing going on, Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, good morning, psychologist.com.
It's awful.
Vaccine. Just a little jab. Don't worry, mate. It's not that bad. Small price to pay for proven protection that could save your ass from a COVID infection.
Yeah, yeah. Science has done it again. A new solution to the mess that we're in. Creating a new way to save the planet so we can get back to our regular habits.
But here's the issue, and it's quite severe. We need everyone in, or the result is clear.
The virus will loiter outside your home, try to steal your breath, infect your dome.
But if everyone is keen to go and get the vax, you're gonna be safe in the face of virus attacks.
Defend ourselves from known mutations, party sensations across the nation.
Vax the nation, vax, vax the nation, vax the nation, vaccinate the nation, vax the nation, vax, vax the nation, vax. Vaccinate the nation.
I like the idea of how we get them so soon. Doesn't a vaccine take 10 years to produce?
About funding, yeah. Could take a wee while.
But COVID had that cash lined up for fucking miles.
Reason it went quicker, cause the money rolled in thicker. Meaning trials could be bigger, more results to deliver.
I know what you're thinking. I'm young, I'm healthy. The virus won't affect me. How could Pfizer help me?
Long-term effects, not on this bot. On God, Delta will keep your dicks off. Inability to orgasm, damage to your lungs. That's a heavy price to pay, don't be fucking dumb. Be on the watch for misinformation and trust the nerds deep in this situation.
Vax the nation. Vaccinate the nation. What? Vax the nation. Vaccinate the nation. What? Vax the nation. Vaccinate the nation. What?
Yeah, man, this all sounds great. And I can't wait to keep my community safe. But how do I go and get this vax? Like, what's the protocol? Do I pay tax?
Nah, man. Totally free. Just register yourself with Book My Vaccine. Wait for an email or text to then yield, and you'll be more attractive to Dr. Bloomfield.
Vaccines will be transmission, lower hospital admissions, the case outbreak through. It will reduce any symptoms.
So go get your spot. It'll make you more hot. Over a billion worldwide have taken their shot. Less to get mine. I sit there in the lot, saving the world without even really trying.
Yeah, yeah. Give me that shot, bro. Go ahead and stick it in me. Vaccination.
You know, at this point, I would look forward to an alien invasion. can they bring on the aliens now? Because I'd enjoy that better.
You got to read the comments on that post. And there's people going.
Yeah.
A girl goes, I've saved myself for 18 months not getting vaccinated, but this has just swayed me, and I'm going to go and get vaccinated. And she's obviously just joking because this is so bad. It's terrible.
It's terrible. My point being that they mentioned infertility, so I had to look it up on Google. And thing is, there is of course a few doctors that think that COVID may cause infertility. It's insane. At this point, they created something that is able to any symptom, any disease, any problem you may have, it can be linked.
What are they saying causes infertility? You're a little muffled, Benoit. You're a little muffled.
Oh, I'm
there.
Sorry.
What did they say would cause infertility? COVID or the quaxine?
COVID.
So as usual,
they said COVID made you a little soft.
Yes.
Yeah, you're all warbly, Rick. You're horribly warbly. So everything they attribute to the virus is really the vaccine. That's all you need to know.
I thought it was too much salt on the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's for the strokes.
That's a thing. That's a thing. Too much salt on the pizza. Or pineapple on the pizza, Frank.
No, and that's actually a story in Italy. Did you see the post on Simon's comment there, Rick?
No, but I do believe...
No, the cover stories for heart attack and heart chest pains are all pouring out into the manufactured media right now. So in Canada, we're told that cold weather can increase the incidence of chest pains and heart attacks. I'm not kidding.
It's just... Look, Ab, we are going into the most ludicrous part of the world I think we've ever seen, ever.
And
they're going to blame the weather. I'll tell you this one. Apparently, the incidence of heart attacks that are going on in the world is caused by global warming. And the humidity is causing people to have heart attacks. They've already published it. It's a story. I think I've shared it on
Twitter. That doesn't work here because the humidity is low and it's freezing. We add water into the house every winter, so we need humidity
here.
Think it's cold. It's actually the hottest December ever.
You've ever felt. And Frank, are you walking around in a singlet and no underpants?
A thong?
Because it's so hot right now.
Frank wears a thong.
I am, Rick, because I'm fat.
and
it's been a lovely sunny day today.
We're the opposite here.
I never wear underpants anyway.
I was going to say too much information. I thought
TMI, Frank. TMI.
I recommend everyone don't wear underpants. They're dumb for you. They're dangerous. They cut your circulation off your legs. The worst thing is that when you have a constriction around your waist, it's where your main arteries and veins of your hips come close to the bones, and you cut your circulation.
Tight jeans were basically a weapon from the 70s.
A weapon,
to cause infertility.
Sure,
because
it's not just infertility.
Jesus wore. What Jesus wore.
Yes.
You're all listening.
This is Jeff Sand, dude.
Laura Mars.
The Phoenician.
Audio Patriot. Trips
in me. Tom Gabba.
Boy, boy.
You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
What a war.
You did a bumper half an hour ago, Rick.
He did? What? Fast value?
No, you did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fantastic.
Rick from Fort Macquarie was here, so we asked you where you were, but you didn't answer.
Okay.
I
didn't actually see that you guys were on live air because I've been on the Discord sharing Glenn Keeley YouTube, which I highly recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Go and check it out.
What's he about again?
He was Canadian's most militant protester back in the early 90s.
Why have I never heard of him? I've been in Canada the whole time. I never left.
Well, I shared local press stories about Glenn Keeley. There's about four of them on, I think it's on the Australian site. I'm not sure.
You want to play a bit of it? Or let Wayfair has a new... Oh, by the way, Wayfair has a new toy, and he's recommending it to you.
No, he was going to sell me my son just set me up. I've got a gaming laptop of the highest magnitude. I just need a microphone, and I do believe...
And you need his mixing box. He has a mixing box. Wayfair, talk to Rick.
Yeah, Rick, how are you, man?
I'm best, man. I'm good.
You good? You're breaking up a bit. Anyway, I had a little box that I was going to buy off eBay. In fact, I ordered it, but... the guy kept it, and I thought, I'm going to buy the thing that works better. So I bought this thing, and it's just fantastic. I've got to say, you'll be able to play things from your phone, which means you can play things from social media apps from your phone and from your computer. And if you want, you can plug in your electric guitar and your microphone, and you can do that all at the same time.
Rick, are you in the bunker now? Can you come out of the bunker? Your signal sucks.
Okay, look, I don't know what's going on. I've got my good phone with a good microphone plugged in, which normally is the one I use.
It's just your signal is no good tonight. It's your signal, though, whatever the internet
is. Well, I would be blaming the powers that be on that one. It's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Do you get flaky internet on Sunday nights when everyone's watching Netflix, Rick?
I've only got one son inside, and he's on one of those internet gaming shooting machine.
If you're a clever person like my brother, cleverer than me, he can bake down into the router teenage sort of restrictions on bandwidth, so that you've actually got some left, you know.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Is he on Wi-Fi too? Rick doesn't need to log into the Wi-Fi on his phone.
No, but what I'm saying is that the bandwidth might be sucked down by the game. Like if it's a high-res game, it's sucking down all the bandwidth, and he can't get any for his phone, you see.
But all he has to do is come off the Wi-Fi for his phone and just use his
mobile data.
Mobile data.
That could be okay. I'll just double check on that one.
Turn your Wi-Fi off and use mobile data. Then we won't miss a word. Maybe.
I don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe.
Hey, Frank. What do you think of this new Omicron sort of name as a brand? What's your opinion? Do you give it a good score?
No. It's dreadful.
Terrible.
I kept thinking of that Galveston song for some reason. Omicron.
Oh, did you?
Omicron.
While we're on marketing, I've got a tip for the Tasmanian Tourism Board that are doing a whole lot of ads. What is so complicated about, why don't they just tell people, I've got Tasmania? What's wrong with that? You know, how difficult is it not?
Yeah, you're right, Frank. I agree. I'd go there with just that advert. I've got Tasmania, and I want to go to Tasmania.
So I'm just telling you, Tasmanian Tourist Board, free. I gave it to you free.
Yeah.
You go for it.
Can you contract that through sexual relations?
Tasmania? It's just so simple. I've got Tasmania.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. I'm with you with that one. That's a great advert. And you know what? That's worth about $10.
What do you think of that way, Farrah? Is it better than moronic?
Sorry, I wasn't concentrating. I just trying something.
He was knobbing away.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm trying. I'm doing a kind of because when
on
you
the
get
Benny
a
Hill show.
So just ignore if I don't answer you, just ignore me. I'm just trying things.
That's fine. We'll do that.
Yeah.
You need a Benny Hill clip for every time Frank says Benny Hill.
The other thing I always wonder about in terms of sexual innuendo is why the word innuendo is innuendo.
Exactly. Well, there's a great song by no, it's not. It's, I'd say it's deliberate. Innuendo, you know, my Nintendo. You know, it's all part of it. And there's a great song by what's that band did that song? They use that.
Rooks.
Exactly.
Rick, you're getting worse than Rollo now. What's that name? Where's that song? I think you've got Rolloitis. Rollitis.
I would say so.
Rollo was exceptionally sharp last night, wasn't he?
He was good. He was fantastic. He was very good last night.
I'm never going to come on that show again.
Frank, come on. That was
great last night.
Yeah, no, it was good, and we had Harvest Moon doing an excellent breakdown on the astrological instrument.
Yeah, really good.
Rollo didn't like that. Yeah. Rollo said he was tuning out.
And you were on fire.
Rollo would. He would, because he can't understand that kind of level of the meta script, which I agree, it's a meta script they're using on us right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought all of the points you made were salient and useful to us people trying to survive.
I really appreciate that. And I did actually think, as I was talking away a lot last night, that we were doing some good stuff. No two ways about it. There was some good info on that show. Rick and Rollo, Saturday, whatever it was. Totally
yesterday. I haven't listened to it yet. I haven't listened. I'll tune in.
It suddenly cuts out when you join the stream, Ab. What's going on there? Or maybe
it's me?
No, the big brother.
Rick is still bad. Rick is still caught having issues, I think. I'm sorry to say, Rick.
Oh, Okay, Rick,
I'll, I've almost fixed a mic, this old mic that I found in the bin at the National Library
whatever,
for you.
Whatever you want for that, I'll pay for it and get it shipped to me.
I will work it out.
I'm happy to pay.
But I've got a couple of other microphones I can bring along, and if they suit your voice, then we can, because microphones are a bit like shoes. Like, you know, some people need one that's got a lot of space. Some of them, some people need something that's got a little bit of like top end treble because they sound
I think
like,
I would probably need like more top end for me, I would say.
It's interesting. And sometimes, you know, you can, that's why in studios they have like boxes of mics. Literally for all these different purposes. It's because everybody's got a different voice. It's just one of those amazing things that God did, is made like a vocal signature for each person, like a fingerprint. It's
Look, absolutely. Yes, he did. And
it's very interesting.
I agree with that. Totally agree. Yeah. And as Frank would, Frank would totally agree with that as well.
I actually find it easier to identify people from their voices than any other way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same here, Frank. Yeah. Same here. Look, if I'm not sounding good, I'm going to disappear and I'll speak. No. Next
did you time. Try? Did you try logging off your Wi-Fi and just coming through your wireless?
I'll do it again.
Attention. Will Rick be able to come back as his true self?
You know, I've got to say, I am. Are you back? You back, Rick?
Yeah, apparently so. But
Rick, I've got to say, your impersonation of Mr. Klaus is very, very good. And now we need someone who can do Greta, a really good Greta, at least as good as you do Klaus Schwab, because that would be a great conversation.
It would have to be a female voice on the show.
Yes, I'll come off. And if Greta's a woman, I'll go, he's got a head the size of a burglar's dog.
Well, I'm not going to down a whole bunch of estrogen and blockers and shit just to do the show. So
you only need three words. You only need three words to do it. And we could just play the clip every time. Can you put the clip on your phone and practice that one?
But there's so much potential in her character for satire radio. She's just
absolutely.
It's just like shooting fish in a barrel if you can get the voice down.
Oh, she's insufferable. Her other famous quote, of course, is blah blah blah. Her blah blah blahs are fantastic.
Yeah.
Her use of blah 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 was so spot on. Her handlers great job.
Straight out of the Star Trek episode from 1968, as usual.
Yes, I saw that. That was exactly.
You have to tell us more about that. Can someone play that Star Trek episode on?
Just look up blah 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 Star Trek.
I think it's on FakoTube as well. I think I put that on FakoTube. It's everywhere now.
It's an old Star Trek episode with the all the kids that were 100
Somebody's
years old.
Clipped it. Somebody's clipped it already.
Yeah. Oh, I would say so.
I don't know which one is Captain Kirk. No, blah blah blah. Is that it? I don't know.
Yes, that's it.
All right, let's have a go.
Let's have a go, mate.
Oh.
A little low.
Yeah. I'll do it again. Here we go.
No, blah, blah, blah!
That's it.
That's the one? Okay. There you go. Yeah. Hey,
coincidence?
I don't remember that. I thought I watched all the Star Trek episodes, so I'm just wrong.
Yeah, that was...
No, blah, blah, blah!
Sorry, I did that.
No, blah, blah, blah.
That was good.
I did
brilliant.
That.
Hey, Frank, I've been meaning to ask you, being an engineer, and not that I've got anything against, I respect the engineers because they build actual things, you know, useful things, right?
I'm feeling a strong butt coming on here.
But. No, shut up. Have you heard of the turbo encabulator?
No, neither have I.
I haven't heard of the turbo.
Okay. Star Trek episode is that from?
No, this isn't Star Trek. This is a joke that goes back to the 1940s. Do you mind if I play it? It's only a couple of minutes.
Not at all.
Here we go.
This is the Wayfarer show now.
Our work has been proceeding in order to bring perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a transmission that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal grammeters. Such an instrument is the turbo encabulator. Now, basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it is produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The latter consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal veins so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus or delta type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator. Every seventh
this is clearly
by
written
a
as a parody.
Differential girdle
Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss's invention.
Yeah, exactly. Almost identical.
Level of development, and it's being successfully used in the operation of Novotrunions. Moreover,
Novotrunions
required. It may also be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocation dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal.
Dingle eye, I want one.
It's not cheap.
Sinusoidal.
We'll buy it.
Sinusoidal.
And there you go. That's my opinion about climate science and COVID science.
Yeah.
Some feeling summed up in that particular clip. It's just
100%. 100%.
That guy's voice was used in a lot of 1940s or 50s. Disney-style documentaries, and add Dr. Seussisms to that, and you got a great scientific load of bullshit.
You have to admit that the people of that time, especially American people of that time, were so much better educated than they are now.
Absolutely.
That's true.
When you look at what was going on in the USA, from 1920 to 1980. It's astonishing. Absolutely astonishing.
Yeah. It was a great period.
Totally agree.
They're just absolutely brilliant engineers, and they're all back. A lot of them were just backyard guys just pumping out stuff.
When you listen to that particular grab, what they're using is Seussisms, which is made up words that rhymed, that sounded, that baffled the average person. It's science. You know, like, I'm not educated enough to understand what he's talking about, but he's basically just speaking in riddles.
I think in fairness. When that thing came out, most Americans would have been able to work out that was gobbledygook, right?
Exactly.
But now, I don't think they would have. Well, now they go, obviously,
educated, Frank, that I couldn't understand.
Well, don't forget, Frank, the guys in the 60s believed they went to the moon, though, so a good majority.
I found out recently there's a lot of people that were just said it was bollocks, Ed.
I reckon it was only the young people like me that believed it. But I take your point.
I think we're experiencing now exactly what happened then. I think my children are believing in COVID in the same way that I believe people went to the moon. I think people of my age in 1968 said, this is a load of crap.
So it's a generational thing.
It's a generational thing.
You're warbling. Esoteric, you're warbling. Terribly.
Okay. What a shame.
But Frank, I take your point about, like, people being smarter. Like, I saw a comment from someone that said that back in the day, your user manual on your car would tell you how to adjust the tappets, right? And now it gives you a warning not to drink the battery water.
that's true.
And like this particular clip with the, you know, like the parody of scientific terms, there was just a joke that the engineers did back in the day, and they published actual papers with the proper format and everything just for shits and giggles, you know. But they didn't take their science seriously in that religious way.
Engineers on universities were the biggest pranksters.
Yes.
Yeah.
They prank.
And drugs.
That was their.
That was the culture of my engineering days. Yeah, we were the guys that drank too much and, you know, basically asked
and,
around.
And there was always a prank at the beginning or end of the year. They always tried to outdo themselves.
Yeah.
It was always some crazy thing, like put a car at the top of a flagpole, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
And in retrospect, I think that was a way that the controllers basically marginalized engineers.
Oh, I see.
You mean, I'm not quite with you, Frank. What do you mean?
What I think would happen was that there was a culture about being an engineer that was created, which essentially separates engineers from the rest of society, especially, you know, and there'll be, you know, they're always thought of as being essentially...
very intelligent.
More that they're... What's the word now? We call them...
Clever?
No, it's not retarded. It is...
Autistic?
Autistic, yeah. Then they've got no social skills and... You know, there's all sorts of jokes about, you know, engineers that basically, when engineers now, because engineers are at the forefront of bagging the health stuff that's going on at the moment, for example, and engineers are marginalised for that. The most famous example at the moment would be Ivor Cummins, the Irish engineer who's really getting stuck into how nuts the COVID statistics are and producing papers after paper explaining that the approaches to masking and isolation are completely ineffective. But, you know, the guy is just marginalised. And any comments? I mean, I just have the view that, you know, what, you know, sort of engineers are set up as kind of cartoon characters.
Which is interesting because, like, of all the university courses, the engineers do the things that have the most practical benefit for civilization, you know, they build bridges, they design.
Absolutely. And all engineers, as I say 100 times, assume the earth is flat and unmoving.
I'm with you, Frank, but it's not a pancake. It's not a pancake shape.
Why isn't it?
Because, we're not going to get into that, but it just can't be because of the dimensions. It's just too big. I believe it's like a dimension, like a realm, and like you get, it's sort of like a, you get to the end and you go back to the beginning.
Sure, but let me, before we go too much further on this, what do you assume in your everyday life?
Well,
what's the basic assumption?
Yeah.
The basic assumption of everything you do.
Yeah, I know that we walk on a flat plane. I agree with you on that. All the observations about that, I'm 100% with you. But when it comes to the pizza icering thing, I just don't see that as being a possible thing.
Well, that's very interesting because I have to ask you, when does it let you down?
What, the icering? I've never seen it. But
in terms of things that you can do practically, like fly from Perth to South America or have a ship travel, you know, from one southern port to another port or from building a bridge or from building a road or digging a drain.
Yeah, I understand.
When does the flat idea ever let you down?
Well, it doesn't. But the thing is like I see this world as not being like a physical thing. Of course, we can touch it. We can touch it. We can see it. And it has certain physical, in quotes, properties. But I believe that there are other dimensions, like spiritual dimensions, and this one is just another spiritual dimension with a physical aspect. And so you don't necessarily need to have borders and walls and all that stuff.
But do you agree that what you're saying is a belief?
Of course it's a belief, yeah.
So, but my point remains, what do you assume? What are your underlying assumptions? And because the reason I'm saying, pushing this point so hard, is that your assumptions, right, have become so implicit within people that they are unable to acknowledge them. People are unable to acknowledge the reality that they assume the world is both flat and unmoving. You know, when you jump on a plane to travel from Melbourne to Perth and back again, you don't say, oh, okay, the plane's travelling at 900 miles an hour or 900 kilometres an hour and the Earth's spinning at 1,600 kilometres an hour, so I've got to account for all this stuff. And, you know, no one does that.
No one does it.
And no one that builds a railway line or a canal or a building, no one ever takes any account of the curve. And I've been involved in aerial surveys, right, where planes are flying over huge distances, taking shots.
Yep.
And you end up with a map of the terrain called a digital terrain model,
right,
which is based entirely on what's called plane survey, You triangulate. Yeah. And that is the basic assumption, is that the Earth is flat in that case. Right. And that assumption never, ever, 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 is that enough evers, goes wrong. Like, it never fails.
I know.
Great.
And so the point, that when you say to me, I don't believe something or other, that's fine.
Right.
No problem with what your belief system is, but understand it's a belief system. And in the end, you are still going to assume flatness and unmovingness, because everybody does. And laughably, everyone denies that they do.
Well, Frank, if I could get a plane, and I know you can fly a plane, can't you?
I sure can.
Right. We see, if I had enough money and I could get my own plane and I could fly and we could find out, I would just be on the phone to you tomorrow and say, like, Frank, man, pack your bags. Let's go. Let's go and check out this ice wall or whatever, and we'll find out. But
okay. So here's something that I have done many times. So there's this guy called Wolfie on the.
I know Wolfie. Yeah, I know Wolfie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Wolfie, I got into a thing with him, and I said, well, come on, Wolfie, let's hire this plane and let's fly across the South Pole. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we can do all that. Yada, yada, yada. Just nothing. Recently, he posted another thing, and the guy just blocked me from putting stuff on there. Okay. I said, he said, oh, I've got this challenge for flat earthers. Flat earthers can never make a flight plan that uses a flat earth map, blah, 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 blah. So I said, okay, I'll take you on that, Wolfie. Let's say, for example, we'll do the flat earth flight plan from Hobart to Perth. And so he said, oh, yes, let's do that, and here's the rules. And so I started, some guy said, well, you won't even know what the coordinates are. I said, yes, you will. We know what the coordinates are. The coordinates are latitude and longitude exactly as they are for any other map of the world. And you just use the North Pole azimuthal projection, and you plot your map in a straight line from Hobart to Perth, and you fly over Melbourne and Adelaide, and you follow the coast, because the ball map doesn't take you anywhere near the coast of Australia until you're practically at Perth. And none of those comments can appear on the video anymore. But the guys just blocked me entirely and said, oh, Frank, stop responding. Right. You know, these guys are just
deceivers, wow.
You know, it is now to the point where you just say, okay, it obviously is important, this flat earth thing, to someone, to block a very harmless guy like me in that way. But these are the things I'm saying are just facts. That's all. They're just facts. No one is going to be, you know, I couldn't make a more simple claim than the one I've just made before. This is a very simple claim to disprove. No one, I'm making the claim that no one can provide a practical example of when they've needed to apply spinning curve theory. That's a very, you would have thought that would be the simplest claim in the world to disprove.
Well, it's like, you know, this bug is killing us all, right? And people actually believe that crap. And
yes,
that it's what floors me is the idea that you can get some shit from a sewer, take it out, and test it for COVID. That to me is the most scientifically hilarious fact, that someone would actually believe that is a thing. Like,
oh, what about when they say that it's on cardboard that comes from Amazon, it can't last, but cardboard from other people, it can.
Oh God. Yeah, where's the transmission experiment where it jumps from the hand railing up to your mouth or something? Who has observed this? We can't even see them anyway. So how can it jumping or being transmitted through the skin, how can that even be observed? But, you know,
the point remains that the vast majority of the population believe that it occurs.
Yeah. See, going back to the clip that I played about the old science people, you know, the people that built actual shit that actually works, like their mindset, I was trying to give some sort of mindset. These guys were like, come on, don't believe that. That's crap. You know, and then they'd have a joke, they'd have a beer. And then they actually wrote that paper in their spare time, just as a giggle amongst the guys, right? In whatever corporation it was. I can't remember, but it's been used in jokes in YouTube so many times because it hails back to a consciousness which was practical, down to earth, unlike this kind of like crazy propagandized like theories that people apparently have absorbed and got used to. But back in our day, that wasn't a thing. Like, that, no one believed that stuff, don't you think?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah. It's just the whole consciousness has changed. And, you know, regardless of whether this event or that event was fake or whatever, the point that's underlying is in the longer term, people's way of thinking is changing into this sort of like ethereal, non-practical, unreal kind of mode. And that's,
yeah, and they're going to Mars. They you know, let's, it's, you know, this world is already destroyed. We're all going to Mars.
Yeah. So the engineers, there's a lot to be said for what they're doing, because they actually have to observe and measure stuff, like with actual measuring equipment, like, you know, like dumpy levels and, you know, surveying equipment, like you're saying. They actually have to measure things.
Actually,
right?
Have to do it. And yeah, as I keep saying, on very large scale, on a very large scale, I have never, ever, ever, ever applied a curve. And no. I have my people that I was at university, did my mining course with, will argue black and blue with me that the world is a spinning ball,
yeah,
but they cannot provide me a single example of when they've applied the theory.
Yeah.
And it really frustrates them.
Yeah, it's the same thing with I think transmissibility of disease is the same as like the curve, all right? That's a basic thing. Everybody
there's
assumes.
There's been no proof of contagion ever.
Yeah.
And there's also no proof of viruses ever going back 150 years. It really, they just changed the word from demon to virus because they believe that demons made people ill.
I can't stand this one. I can't stand this argument because I think demons exist.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Actually,
I just saying, guys, I got to go because I got an early start tomorrow. I got a really early start. So, but it's been a great chat. I appreciate you guys.
And I really appreciate you coming in, so working out this, telling us all these damn things. And yeah.
Did you want to test your phone into the box?
Actually, yeah, I will. I'll do it right now. That's what I haven't done because it seems that things are different in the live stream than they are when you actually go, like the testing pain is very different. It is very, very different.
Play a voicemail from your girlfriend into the stream. Let's hear that.
Hang on, I'm just going to play a Media Bear song because I know that the where is he?
Levels, yeah.
Because the level, I know the levels are going to be good. He's got so many trolling videos now. I'm trying to look for his music, the playlist, music videos. Here we go. Okay, here we go.
HR666. That works.
Is that working okay?
Yes, really well. And that's from your phone, is it?
Yeah, the only disadvantage is you haven't got a knob for the phone on the desk. You just have to use the volume on your side of your phone because it's sort of like an auxiliary add-on to the desk, but still it works. So there you go. We're all good.
Yeah.
Test complete. Fantastic. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Have a good one. And, thanks
Wayfair.
No worries. Cheers.
Stay sane.
You too. Bye.
Wow. What a good call this morning or this evening or whatever.
As the case may be.
It's 22:16 there.
It is.
Or you might be 21:16.
No, it's exactly what you said, yep. My,
but you're in the same time zone as Sydney?
Yeah. Well, this week anyway.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going to happen this year, but there is a little bit of a differentiation at some point. Tasmania has a slightly different time when they move around.
Oh, well, that's because they're Tasmanians. They always have to be different down there.
That's right.
So do you think you're going to get this device for your setup?
Well, I haven't really got a setup, but yeah, it makes sense to do that. It probably would be, if I ever decide to do some how to take care of your penis talks, I should get something like that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should put your flat earth research on your blog too, so you don't have to suffer at the hands of censors.
I have put it on mine. It's a very short research topic as far as I'm concerned. It's like, okay, what is there more to say than the fact is that no one uses this spinning ball model for anything? It's not that complicated, is it?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I just think it's been made that, you know, all these, we talk about where the people are shills and so on. I think the shilling thing is to make it sound so like it's really, really complicated. It's really, really simple. No one uses it. Not a single person. No one uses spinning ball theory at all. That's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, especially the airplane thing. The airplane always got me. That is to say that how high up do you have to go where the Earth isn't carrying you at its speed that they don't count when you're flying around the Earth?
Yeah, exactly. There is no such height.
Yeah.
Is there an official explanation for that? Because if you're at an airplane level,
in fact, the official explanation there is no official explanation because it cannot be, because what it implies is that the atmosphere 30 kilometers up is traveling faster than the atmosphere close to the ground, which it cannot do.
Right, because it's farther away. It's traversing a larger circumference.
That's it?
Yeah.
So everything about it is absurd. And it takes just a minute.
Is that why satellites are supposedly... How fast are satellites supposed to be flying around the Earth?
Well, it depends.
Are they flying? Earth?
The story is that they're falling, always falling, and that the rate at which the speed at which they are traveling matches. So what they call the mv squared on R matches the force of gravity exactly.
So they're falling at the exact rate that the Earth is spinning, but they're falling.
Not that the Earth is spinning. So the speed at which they're traveling and the height at which they're traveling has a centripetal force, they call it. They used to call it centrifugal, but now it's centripetal.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, and that speed exactly matches the attraction of gravity to pull them down.
Right.
And for that system to work, you have to have an absolute vacuum in space. Otherwise, there'll be friction.
Right. And what? Yeah.
They can't have an absolute vacuum in space. That's impossible.
Right. Because it's not a container up there. It's infinite.
Yeah. If you have a bottle of air and you take an evacuated bottle of air, place it on top of an open valve between it, all the air will come out from one space to another. And if you just make that bottle of air infinitely large, which is effectively what we're talking about here in terms of the universe, it's not possible for the atmosphere to stay on the Earth. It can't happen.
And what fuels a satellite? Where does it get its gas?
Well, they make all that up, don't they?
But that's a doozy, isn't it? There's a doozy. How does it propel itself?
Yeah.
How does it move around?
All that's happened is people have cognitive dissonance about this whole thing. It's none of it can be possible.
It's just blind belief.
It's just blind belief. It's just constant repetition and 20,000 satellites and
none of them crash into each other.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's always talk about them crashing into each other. Yeah. But miraculously, the meteorite missed us this week again.
Again.
We're so lucky.
The meteorites are very incompetent. They cannot hit this Earth.
It's
so much fantasy. It's no wonder we believe in micro fantasy, because we believe in as above fantasy. It's as above, so below.
Yeah. It's time to come out of the world or partake of its plagues.
As SMJ says, we're gullible apes.
Well, I don't know why. In the end, I don't know why we're gullible apes. But I have seen a very powerful black and white film about they have all these psychology students come in to do a thing where they work out 2 + 2 = 4, except during the experiment, 25 of the students say it's 5, and eventually the guy who thinks it's who's not part of the team, who's just been brought in to be the victim, he ends up agreeing that 2 + 2 = 5.
Well, hold on, Frank.
Sure.
Hey, Frank.
How are you, Solomon?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Very, very well, thank you. I enjoyed our exchange, as I said.
yeah, it was nice.
Where are you? It's the morning for you, I guess.
It is, yeah.
What have you got planned for the day?
Mostly housework. I'm kind of trying to organize my environment a little. I've been throwing out a lot of unnecessary things, which is very relieving.
Is the Japanese woman a thing in the UK?
The Japanese woman?
What is her name? I'll give you a name shortly. I'll Google it. Japanese neatness woman.
Oh, you mean like feng shui?
No, her name is Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo? No, I've never heard of her.
Okay.
Hello, Solomon.
Hello.
How is the Northern England?
It's all right. A little bit cold, but not too bad.
Fantastic. Yeah, Frank, there was a video in another language that I posted a long time ago about 2 + 2 = 5.
Yes.
And the children that refuse. It was a dark video where they just shot the child that insisted that it was 4 at the end.
That one was more of a parody. But this experiment was one of those American college experiments where they got, you know, they got the 21-year-old college student to basically capitulate.
It was just easier than arguing, I suppose. Is that it?
I don't know. I'll see if I can find the link to it. It's great.
All right.
It just showed how the pressure of the group is just too much for most people.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I'd better scoot off and let you talk to Solomon. He's a very wise man.
Oh, no.
No, that's fine. Okay, well, thank you, Frank. I'm getting talked out myself.
Yeah, I arrived a little bit late, I think, but it's nice to listen in.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of excitement here. Mm. A lot of great content from the Australians. Is there any contributions from any Canadians? I don't think so.
That is interesting, isn't it? A prophet is...
It is sad.
...never recognized in his own country, Ab. That's the only thing you can take comfort in.
I found this to be one of the few places where you can actually find Australians because, you know, the time zones, you very rarely run into them on the internet, but there's so many of them here.
Well, the times when people talk suits me, for example.
Yeah, evening.
Yeah. Oh, even in the morning, I get a chance to, so in my mornings, it works out pretty well. Like this morning, Solomon and I had an exchange, which was, I thought it was really good. Very satisfying.
Oh, that's good. Did you record it or no?
No, it was all text-based.
Oh, very good. Yeah, you really make use of the Discord, don't you?
I do, yeah. I just find it the easiest way for me to get involved here. What are your thoughts on Discord versus the other ways, Solomon?
Well, Discord's, for the moment, I mean, it's kind of a perfect platform. I mean, not perfect, but it's extremely usable for now, but I think that's going to be probably corrected in the future. For the most part, now it's just a fantastic, there's so much potential in it as a platform for connecting with people.
Yeah, so you more or less share the thoughts that I had, that it's really good.
Yeah, as it is right now, it's good, yeah. But I don't expect it to stay this way.
Yeah, that's
anything good they wreck.
And we've actually had that experience with FACO already, Solomon. There was, because you were using, what were you using before Discord?
TeamSpeak.
Why did you pull out of TeamSpeak?
Yeah, well, it's just that Discord was more colorful and it was under wider acceptance. There was more bot development. It's just where the people are. Right. I still have TeamSpeak.
And then we got crashed out of Discord, and someone's rebuilt the site. They haven't crashed us out again, which is interesting.
Well, we probably got a snitch at the time. That's how the society works now. If somebody turns you in or calls the authorities, that's how things generally unravel. I don't think there's anyone patrolling the Discord waves.
I wonder why the snitch hasn't locked us up again.
Well, they might not be in the Discord anymore. They might be, because we're a little more careful who comes in.
Okay.
You can't just wander in the same way you used to. You have to get past the troll at the under the bridge.
The Billy Goat Gruff. Interesting.
Yeah, we just heard a noise. Did somebody come in or go out?
Someone came in.
Oh, Farce Value. Oh, right. I only have noises when someone comes in. That's right. I don't care if someone goes because can't do anything about that. Hello, Farce Value.
Howdy, Ab.
How are you, Farce?
I'm pretty good. I have a little report if anyone's interested.
We are always interested. Are you going to tell us the government is fundamentally flawed first?
I keep thinking people are going to catch up to that one of these days. But, yeah, it seems like it takes a while.
What is happening in Miami?
Well, Miss Farce went to another No Agenda meetup last night. I didn't go. I had things to do. But
you let her go alone, unprotected?
Well, I know a few people that were there. There's a little crew that has been attending these meetups over the past few months. But the gentleman that hosted and put it together, I think, if I have this correct, was from Canada. His wife was a former Navy veteran who worked for, like, the Veterans Affairs in Canada, whatever that is. And the guy is a teacher. And he had refused to get the vaccine. He was also a soccer coach, and he had one other side gig. He lost the soccer coaching and the other thing because he wouldn't get the vaccine. And he felt like the writing was on the wall for losing his teaching gig. Said there had been a big rift in the family because of his vaccine stance, and he had become kind of a pariah. And it was causing, I don't think he was married at this. They've only been married since July, so this is sometime last year. But so it caused a lot of problems in the family. His wife was insistent on getting the vaccine. He tried to discourage her, but in the end, she went and did it and had some pretty violent reaction. Oh, yeah, she had trouble with her menses initially, but she didn't stop bleeding for a long, long time. Developed a rash on her feet, red and white spots, became very painful, and then not too long after that, I think said she had celiac disease, which is like a gut issue. I guess it has something to do with candida or flora. He said that exploded on her, and she got violently ill for like weeks, and went back to the doctor, and of course was told that there's no way it's the vaccine, we can't do anything for you, and her work was still insisting she get the second one or she was going to be fired. And by this time, she's kind of starting to come around to the idea that maybe the husband's right about all this stuff. In the meantime, he starts developing the same rash on his arms and hands, and they make a decision that they've got to get out of Canada before, maybe it was November 30th, October 30th, there was some deadline.
Yeah, after November, yeah.
So they just packed up everything. They evidently had done a lot of work on their house in the past year, but they weren't really looking forward to leaving. But he figured if they didn't get out now, things were going to get worse. So they hired a management company to rent their house as an Airbnb, and they took off, left Canada, came down here. I think they've got a relative down here, a mother or something. And the Airbnb pays them $100. I don't know if it's a day or a week or whatever. So they're living on that, and he's got a temporary visa, and they're trying to figure out how they can stay. And yeah, so that was kind of a pretty close to first hand story. She said he told
that had everything in it. Yeah, that had everything in the story. What is a menses, by the way?
Her menstrual cycle, you know.
It had an
impact on that, where it, instead of a week, it just kept going. And I have heard that in the reports that this is kind of common among women with the vaccine. So this is just confirmation directly of some of those stories.
And Frank will be very interested in knowing that the husband developed some sympathetic reaction, or was it a physical reaction that he touched her and she passed something, or do you think it's electromagnetic or just psychological? What do you think? What does he think?
Well, I don't know. You know, she was just kind of describing how the situation they went through in their relationship. He said at one point, he was like, they're thinking about calling off the wedding. He's like, I don't even know if I should be in the same house with you. I don't know what they put in you, and now I'm getting this thing, and maybe I shouldn't even be close to you. Like he didn't really know, but it seemed obvious enough to them the way they told the story that it was a reaction. It would just, because it happened within a day or two after the injection, and then it was just like kind of a nightmare for a couple of months at least. But I guess it probably faded enough to where he wasn't worried about being with her, and they went ahead and went
through
with
it. How old are they?
I didn't ask that. I'm gonna guess 30s maybe, but I can find out.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just want to know, relatively speaking. So they're relatively young compared to this old group of fogies in this chat. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that's quite interesting.
Evidently, he had been listening to No Agenda for a while, and she he put it on when he was cooking or in the car or whatever, and she'd be like, oh, I don't want to hear this stuff. Turn this off. And, she wasn't at the event. She's not that much into it, but I think she's come around quite a bit where she's starting to see things in a different way. And there was some discussion about whether, because I think Miss Farce, evidently, I don't remember this, but I may have said that something that if she were to get it in her head that she would get vaccinated, that I would physically physically restrain her. I don't remember saying that, but she mentioned that, and the guy said, yeah, I thought about it. I felt like I could probably maybe park behind her car, not let her drive, but said she had made her mind up. She was going to do it no matter what. It wasn't anything I could say. And
wow, yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, just think, if he physically coerced her not to do it, he'd be charged. But, of course, the powers that be, they're free to do any type of coercion they want. That's the irony in there. There's the contradiction. There's another contradiction out of 5 zillion.
Oh, yeah. It's so ridiculous what's happening. But, yeah, I always kind of chuckle about the whinging and hand-wringing about, oh, the Capitol riot. Oh, the violence. People bringing violence to the Capitol. Oh, it's so terrible.
Oh, yelling is now violence.
Well, it's funny to me because that's all it's the only tool in the state's toolbox is violence.
Yeah, that's true. After the break, Frank and Farce.
I'm Ashika.
Dave J.
Cody from Memphis.
Silver Babe.
Chris from Hoaxbusters.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.
And the whole idea of coercion, mandating somebody, say, especially like some place like Austria, that's a form of violence right there. I mean, you're telling people you're going to do this or we're going to, what are we going to do? Tase you, pepper spray you, restrain you, handcuff you, put you in a cage. That's some pretty violent stuff, man. I mean,
it's
if you did that to your neighbor, you'd probably be in the news. People would probably think you were some kind of monster because you're not wearing a blue costume when you do it. But if you have one of those blue costumes, well, yeah, it's all good.
Be charged with threatening. Well,
so did the fellow have any ideas about what he was going to do next?
He's looking for a company that will sponsor his citizenship, and yeah, they're just going to stay here and work. And kind of the way I understand it, they more or less just got out with what they could carry and said, "This is crazy to be here. We got to make a break for it." Oh, they did have the idea that America is the last bastion of hope for the world. That if America falls, that's it for everybody everywhere.
I tend to think that too.
That's why I'm worried with. You know, Florida is pretty free, but for how long?
Yeah.
You
know, because you got believers down there too. I'm sorry to say.
Oh, trust me, almost everyone I know, all my friends and family and everybody, they're all vaccinated, double, triple jabbed.
I know. So how is Florida safe? Your mobs will turn on your leaders too.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's really, I mean, that's my personal experience because both of us actually, we tend to run with a pretty left-leaning crowd for whatever reason. I don't know how representative the left is nationwide in terms of ratio. I mean, if what I think was true for this past election and even the previous one, that, you know, Trump is probably more popular than any president in recent memory. And I understand why, because he's kind of an antithesis to the left. And so for people to get behind him, what they're saying is we don't accept what's coming from the left. We're more traditional with the America First and whatever traditional Judeo-Christian Western values, we want to keep those. And this is the guy that's telling us he can help us do it. I think there's a lot of those people in the U.S. And even in Florida, it's like anywhere, the concentration of wokeism and social justice warriors is in the cities for the most part. And rural America makes up a pretty big chunk of the voting block. Not that I'm a fan of voting, but it just might be an indicator of how people stand on certain issues. And DeSantis has been, I mean, he's said all the right things since the beginning. And he's not a, man, he's got, man, he's so much more palatable than somebody like Cuomo or Newsom. You know,
Newsom.
For people that are normal. I don't know.
He's still a virus hugger, though.
Well, at least he had that roundtable discussion with the Great Barrington people early on, like in the summer of 2020 or whatever. And I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that, but he was really knowledgeable about at least the mainstream narrative, which most people aren't. And that's a really big hurdle for most people to come to the place that we are, for the most part, that viruses are not pathogenic. That's a really hard thing for people to get their arms around. And
not contagious.
Yeah, because people, it's easy to understand, especially if you just look at it in terms of kids getting the measles or whatever. They say, well, all these kids were together and they all got the measles, so it has to be.
But that's not true. That's the problem.
Well, I realize there's an alternate explanation for that, but people don't go that far because they've been told this their whole lives and they see it happen and it makes sense to their way of thinking.
But I never saw it happen. We hear it happen. You see, that's the problem. The controllers don't care what these guys at the bottom are arguing about because they're not arguing about the fundamental truth that viruses are not contagious and they're not pathogenic. It doesn't matter what treatments or what alternatives or what alternate narratives there are. In the end, this will all boil down to the same problem that they're chasing ghosts, chasing demons.
I understand, but what I was trying to say is that I think for people who haven't looked into this at all, they have enough evidence in their own mind, the way they see it, to believe the virus myth. And it's a hard myth for us to be able to help people understand is incorrect.
But people still believe that there's a rampant contagion going around, and they don't have any evidence for that either. Until now, see, now we're far enough along that they can get the vast majority of people injected and have adverse effects, and they can declare that the new variant.
Well, yeah.
They just had to get past, so we're now a couple hurdles into this race, and now the perpetual, ever-changing variant, that narrative can actually be supported with visual evidence of people dying and getting hurt. That's the problem. Now we've got past that initial, well, there's no evidence. Now there is.
Well, but at the same time, that to me, for a thinking person, any thinking person, that creates a huge problem in the narrative because it shows that the vaccines don't do anything. So what's the point?
And what I don't understand from the fast value again is that what you said is obvious, right? It is obvious that if you're having an increase in cases like we are here in Victoria, with the vaccine rollout now at some huge number, 90%+, I would have thought logic would clearly support your view that, okay, therefore the vaccines don't work. And yet that is not the response.
Yeah, but it's the same as the flu narrative that's been going on for 25, 30 years. The flu shots barely work according to the official story, yet you should still get it. It increases, it's just a good insurance policy that barely works. People still buy it though. This is only a continuation and we don't know what the true uptake of the flu shot ever was. I'm guessing it was higher in seniors that are closer to death and I really want to preserve life because they're more fearful. But there was no evidence that it could have worked either. Because how can you say it worked? Because you don't have a control. You can't create a control group for yourself. You'd have to duplicate yourself and say, this copy of me will take it and this copy of me won't. And let's see what happens year over year. We can't do that. So it's a checkmate situation and it only relies and can rely on belief because there's no way to prove it. That's the problem.
I guess I'm coming to the conclusion, Ab, that it's more about people are so bullied by this thing and just want it to stop that they choose to just, because the idea of them being poisoned and murdered is just too much for them.
It is very odd. Well, before we were trying to convince people that the government was just plain old lying to them about all these big major stories.
Yeah.
They didn't want to believe that, and that wasn't hurting or killing them in a wholesale or a immediate way that they could see. They didn't have to take a stand on 9/11. They really didn't have to care about what happened with JFK. Now they got to take a stand.
Yeah.
And I said this a year and a half when this started. I said to people around me, I said, now you're going to have to take a stand. You're going to have to decide if you believe the horse shit or not. Because if you do, it could kill you. And if you don't, it could kill you. It could get you either way. It's like that movie, No Way Out. You might just have to hide for a while. And,
well,
yeah, it's crazy.
Like I said, I'm I guess I'm getting to the point where I think people are just accepting the Russian roulette model. The odds of 1 in 200 are not too bad. What do you think of that idea, Fuss, that people just cannot process? They're too fearful to process the idea that they're being slaughtered.
Well, I wish I could remember the gentleman's name that wrote the book on mass formation. I think he had a interview with some German panel of lawyers.
That's
or something.
That's Matthias somebody. He's Matthias somebody. He's in the University of... He's in Ghent, Belgium.
Right, right, yeah. And I think his idea is
about... I put a couple clips on FACO, too.
The way that they set the parameters for the conditions required for mass formation, the demoralization, and it's kind of somewhat like Yuri Bezmenov and his conditions.
Yeah,
yeah.
But generalized anxiety and lack of purpose. And demoralization and some. I think there were four. I can't remember them. But yeah, I think those conditions were created and it set the situation up for people to get into this match, which he describes as a form of hypnosis, which is the only thing that makes sense because it's beyond people's conscious intellect. They can't use that to process information because the decision is made on a subconscious, lower, like, you know, hypnotic level that bypasses all their critical facilities.
Oh, I agree. And, you know, just playing that vaccine rap song this morning, it goes right to your subconscious. It's very harmful to hear that kind of messaging. And that's why I really shouldn't play it, even though we're trying to research it. Because it does register in your subconscious that you can't do anything about it. And it's the repetitions that create thought and behavior. And that's what's dangerous, even to us sentient beings here.
Yeah, I'm not sure about what you're referring to.
It was a rap song, which basically just talked about get your vaccine.
Oh,
and very well executed.
Well, I mean, they have the whole, like, the Sesame Street campaign with Sanjay Gupta appear on Sesame Street? And I mean, it's sickening what they're actually doing and the lengths that they're going to jam this stuff down. I mean, that alone should make people suspicious, but it just doesn't seem like there's basically any way of getting through. I guess this guy's wife finally started to open her eyes after having to suffer dramatically for not being able to open her eyes.
I can't believe she's wavering on the cause and effect.
No, I don't think she's wavering. I think she understands perfectly what happened, but she wouldn't have been able to think about it in a different way until something like that happened. For some people, that's what it takes.
That's direct evidence.
Even then, I know of people that are injured, that have really suffered, but still take the second one. Young people, mostly young people. Their risk, you know, their view that they're indestructible is very high.
But if that's the case, why wouldn't they take their chances with the COVID if they think they're indestructible?
It's something to do with their careers. I don't know. There's something about the way young people think about work and so on now where they're kind of fearful about their future circumstances. They have no good. I don't think young people have any confidence in the future at all.
How could you?
Who can blame them?
No. Yeah. Sorry, let's be... Yeah. Rightly have no confidence in the future. I think
the ones that do are happy that Klaus Schwab will take care of them. I think once you take away all hope of self-reliance, you just go with, oh, the state will take care of you. Don't worry. Just do as you're told. You'll be given your rations, your place to live, and your instructions on how to live. And I can see how that can become more attractive when there's no alternative.
Mm. Yeah. I think one of the things, if I'm recalling now, in that Matthias, whatever, he talked about a lack of sense making and
I remember
the worldview. And the way that this thing is being framed, if anybody's paying enough attention to try to make sense of it, it's impossible under their standards and their narrative, because their narrative is so conflicting and all over the map, and the goalposts are moving, and they say trust the science, but they don't do anything scientific. And you're stuck in that narrative space, you can't make sense of anything. The only thing that makes sense is the whole thing's the biggest psyop ever conducted on humanity. That's the only thing that makes sense about it.
Except it's not a psyop. It is an actually harmful thing, isn't it?
Well, I
guess I had the view that, you know, with 9/11, no one died, no one got hurt. But
PSYOP is a method of influencing people's behavior, using psychological manipulation and whatnot. So in this case, the behavior that they're influencing is to have everybody line up for the shot. So it's a worldwide psychological operation, and that's a bridge too far, once again, for most people that have never thought about this stuff before.
Because that's
another thing too. I think we're kind of at the, not necessarily the top of a mountain or somewhere very far up a mountain, that we've been walking up one step at a time, day by day, for years. And you look down at these people, and we're so far up that mountain compared to most people, it's probably hard for us to really understand, where they're going to be entering into the fakeology realm from, and what that's going to mean to them. Because it destroys your entire world narrative of everything that you've known in your life. You have to reframe it, reorganize everything,
which
I'm fine with. I think it's great. I'd rather live in reality. I'd rather have knowledge about things and belief. I'd rather think about things in ways that make sense than have to live in this crazy contradiction. I mean, everything's better over here.
Yeah. Parson and Parson Salt. And they ask you to mask like a willing sheet.
You saw it on the TV. You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, we got a little of that Mateus professor. I have a couple clips on FakeoTube if anyone wants to try and play them. I can't exactly remember what he was saying, but he does say the same thing on all the interviews, pretty much.
If you could find them, that would be good.
Yeah. I will look them up.
Thank you.
First, we were talking about a sound box from Yamaha, if you were interested in that.
Mm.
Maybe you could get one.
Unfamiliar, but I will look it up. Sound box.
In the show notes.
A Wayfarer. But
Jimmy, go get your sound box.
Wayfarer in the live stream show notes. Put a link. Yamaha something or other. You might be interested. I know you like good sound.
The sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Was that in chat notes or something?
In
live stream show notes.
Live stream show notes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, live stream notes, yeah.
Interesting, yeah. It's like a little digital mixer or something for.
Yeah, you found it.
Mm-hmm.
Yamaha AG03.
Yeah.
You know about it?
No, but I'm guessing it looks like a little kind of an analog interface with probably a digital, and plug it into your computer or whatever. I used to have more need for this kind of stuff, but I think I'm out of these industries maybe forever. I'm turning down a lot of jobs now.
Why?
Just because they won't accept you without...
Well, I'm working on one in January. It's a long-time client I've had. They're going to a venue, but I think the venue is going to want to stick a Q-tip up my nose every other day, and I don't think I'm going to... I'm just going to pass, I think.
Mm.
I've heard stuff about that. I don't know if that's true.
I think the whole idea of the Q-tip is just as dangerous.
Is what?
Yeah, I think the Q-tip is just as dangerous.
Yeah, I've seen videos about people analyzing these things out of the package. They could all be fake, of course. Can't rely on video as proof of anything, but I'd rather err on the side of caution when it comes
to
that.
Yeah, me too.
I really can't trust anything about these people.
No, I agree. No, I think you can trust that they will be evil.
There seems to be no deviation from what I've seen.
No, none. They've just not making the slightest attempt to be genial or kind.
Territories guy is just nasty. He's a Hitler.
Yeah,
he's a Hitler
wannabe. What is that guy's name? The wild-eyed psychopath in the Northern Territories?
Mick something.
The one that's...
Mick, I forget his name.
Removing the Aborigines to, Hope Springs or whatever the facility is out there. He's a piece of work, man. I mean, a couple of years ago, I don't think people would have been able to talk like that in a public forum without having a rain of negative backlash come down on them. But yeah, people are, they're taking off the mask at this point.
Yeah.
His name is Drosten or something. I can't find it right now. You can look the guy up. Matthias Drosten or something. That says, rings a bell.
Oh, the
I can't find the video right now.
The psychologist
guy. Formation.
Yeah. Yeah, he was kind of interesting because he sort of, he sounded like a typical academic initially, and it took him a couple of beats, if I remember correctly, for him to understand exactly what was happening, but he was able to put it together pretty quickly after that.
I found something. You try and play it.
Yeah, and I guess this is an indication to us that the people that orchestrated this whole thing are confident enough that all their minions are in place and positions of power with where they can start taking off the mask at this point, which...
Funny you say mask.
The phenomenon of mass formation, indeed, in one way or another, makes that society ends up in a vicious spiral. It always goes down, and it always goes down faster. And in the end, it always leads up to its own destruction. That's something very important. Totalitarianism. Classical dictatorships can exist for thousands of years, such as in Egypt with the pharaohs, for instance, but totalitarian systems usually destroy themselves, and quite quickly, usually. And I think that this kind of totalitarianism we are in now, like Hannah Arendt warned us already in 1953, she said, we've seen the decline and fall of Nazism, and we see the decline of the Soviet Union, of Stalinism now. But she warned us that that does not mean that the trend towards totalitarianism will stop. Very soon, she said, a new totalitarian state will emerge, and it will be a worldwide system, she said, and it will be a system that is no longer led by mob leaders such as Stalin and Hitler, but by dull technocrats and bureaucrats. And I think that's what we are about to see now. And such as, just like the totalitarian systems of the first half of the 20th century, this system will destroy itself, and it probably will destroy itself much quicker than the systems of the 20th century. It will be more intrinsically self-destructive because, you know, totalitarianism and mass formation are always self-destructive. You can explain this very well from a psychological point of view, but it's quite complicated. But they are always self-destructive, and once you realize that, you know that the only thing you have to do is, in one way or another, you have to try to survive outside of the system in a parallel structure, and just wait until the system destroys itself.
Wow, I'll wait.
Yeah, I guess that's those people that my wife met last night, that was their response. Get the heck out before it's too late and survive in some way off the grid or whatever you have to do, because they just don't want to live, you know? And
he mentioned Hannah Arendt, and I looked up a few. I was trying to find a quote from the Jesuit De Smet, and I ended up on a quote page of Hannah Arendt's totalitarian quotes. I put it on fakeologist.com, and she's got some real zinger quotes on totalitarianism.
I'm glad you mentioned that name, because I want to look her up.
Yeah, he mentioned her. Hannah Arendt, A-R-E-N-D-T, I believe. I'm guessing she's a philosopher or an economic commentator, or I can't remember who she was or if she's still alive. You heard of her, Frank?
No.
If you don't mind, if you could go to fakeologist.com and search for that name, Hannah Arendt, and pull up the latest quote and read it, if you don't mind, that would be instructional for the Vox Populi here on the audio chat.
Okay, so I'm in the blog, and I'm doing
the search is pretty good.
So where do I do the search?
Just type in totalitarianism. It'll bring up her quote. I just put it up in the last week.
Pathologized totalitarianism.
Maybe. When is it? Yeah. Is it a quote that I put up? Yeah, maybe. That sounds maybe right.
No, it's not a quote. Professor Matthias, mass hypnosis.
Yeah, that's who we just listened to.
And so you're trying to find the thing by Hannah, are you?
Yeah, I got a quote from Hannah Arendt. Maybe just type her name in, Hannah. Maybe that'll bring it up.
if you don't want to scroll over the last week.
And H-A-N-N-A-H?
Well, the fewer letters, the more matches. So just H-A-N-N-A is fine.
Where is he searching, Eb?
On the blog, fakeologist.com. Yeah.
Your blog is searchable? The channel?
Yeah.
Or the blog itself on the website?
Well, the channel is also searchable because it cross-posts into Discord as well. Whatever works for you.
Okay. I haven't tried to search on Discord. I didn't know how well the search functioned. If I go to Fakeologist blog,
that works too.
The search toolbar at the top, and they're right.
Yeah, they're on the top right. It should be in there. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, I've got it. In an ever changing, incomprehensible world, the masses had reached the point where they would, at the same time, believe everything and nothing. Think that everything was possible and that nothing was true. Mass propaganda discovered that its audience was ready at all times to believe the worst, no matter how absurd, and did not particularly object to being deceived because it held every statement to be a lie anyhow. The totalitarian mass leaders based their propaganda on the correct psychological assumption that, under such conditions, one could make people believe the most fantastic statements one day and trust that if the next day they were giving irrefutable proof of their falsehood, they would take refuge in cynicism instead of deserting the leaders who had lied to them. They would protest that they had known all along that the statement was a lie and would admire the leaders for their superior tactical cleverness. Hannah Arendt, The Origins of Totalitarianism. Yeah. And that pretty much describes our existing situation, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why I put it up. I would never have been able to put words together like that. So I just fart around with the things that I say here. But yeah, that was great. So we take refuge in our cynicism. So we hang out here in the cynics blog, the cynic circle, because we know it's all lies, and we do admire the cleverness as well, I think, of the ruthless. Well,
I'm having the view that using the ideas put forward by Empowerment Solutions and Noah Urites and Christian Remedy at Law are helpful. And I've taken steps to write letters, and I've secured a letter from the Prime Minister in my name that, you know, vaccines are not compulsory. I don't know what good that'll do me in the long run, but...
Did you take it to Bunnings?
No, it's a good idea, isn't it? I should take it to Bunnings.
Well, if you got a letter, from the Prime Minister, I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a good thought. I have a letter from the Prime Minister saying vaccines are not compulsory.
Yeah, and it's his signature. How could you forge that? Probably looks like a dog's breakfast.
No, it's a very neat signature.
Oh, well, that's good. It almost sounded the other day like your Prime Minister was speaking against one of the premiers.
Yes, there is a bit of a Punch and Judy show, pantomime.
Oh, okay. All right. That was good.
The closing paragraph is, however, a COVID-19 vaccine is the best way to protect the Australian community from this virus. Now, that's clearly untrue, isn't it? As such, we want to achieve the highest rate of vaccination possible. The government will explore all avenues to achieve this goal, guided by the advice of medical and scientific experts.
Well, actually, you said that. Can you go to Rick Nichols' YouTube channel? He's another dissident MPP in Ontario, and he asked a very good question of our health sinister, and she signed off her little response with that exact paragraph.
Richie.
Could you play
Richard
could you play
Nichols.
That? His name is, yeah, it's Rick Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. He has his own YouTube channel. It's nobody, no subscribers, but he just posted that. I don't know if I put that on Fake or Tube.
He's got Facebook things, but you're saying he's got a YouTube. Richard Nichols.
Yeah, Rick Nichols. I think it says Rick Nichols.
Rick Nichols. But he's an MP.
MPP. You have to add an extra P for the provincial.
Rick Nichols.
Yeah, he was thrown out.
Possible exemption. Expulsion. There you go.
No, he's already been expelled.
Okay, so that's happened. Okay, so I'm in his videos.
His latest. He asks a question of the health sinister.
The second last one from 2 days ago is MPP Nichols questions MOH Elliott in reports of.
That's it. Minister of Health. You just copy the link and just type, go to the bot commands, type the word play, and then paste the link, and you'll be good to go. We'll listen to his question, and her response has that paragraph that you just quoted from your ScoMo character.
The next question, member for Chatham-Kent, Leamington.
Thanks, Speaker. My question is to the Minister of Health. Late last year, my daughter was expecting her first child. Initially, doctors had recommended against expecting women getting vaccinated. As any dad should do, I told her not to get the vaccine, and she complied. Thankfully, on Valentine's Day, She gave birth to a healthy baby girl, Shiloh. I shed tears of joy. But a few months later, doctors said it was okay to get the vaccine while pregnant. What testing had been done to ensure the safety of both the mother and their unborn baby? But now, Minister, I shed tears of sorrow. In the Waterloo area, 86 stillbirths have occurred from January to July. And normally it's roughly one stillbirth every 2 months. But here's the kicker. Mothers of stillbirth babies were fully vaccinated. And you have clearly said on numerous occasions that the vaccines are safe.
To bring you this
so, Minister, what
should you say to the doctors who are fully vaccinated,
and what should they tell the mothers who deliver a stillborn baby? Minister of Health.
Thank you very much, Speaker. And first, congratulations to you for the birth of your grandchild. That is wonderful news, but it is also safe. It has been tested. We are recommending that women who are pregnant do receive the vaccine for the protection of themselves, protection of their baby as well. And that is has been proven. It has been accepted by the Health Canada, by the World Health Organization, by the FDA. And this is something that we want to make sure that we can protect everyone. Women who are pregnant, it is entirely safe and recommended for them to receive the vaccine for themselves, their own protection, the safety of their loved ones, and the safety of their community.
You know, it's just these demons. Hey, by the way, do you see my comment in that video, or it was like ghosted? I should be one of the latest comments.
Do you just call yourself fakeologist and then?
Yeah, I think I'm ghosted everywhere.
You think
look
you're
up
ghosted?
My newest comment. Well, probably. Just sort the comments by newest.
I'm ghosted. No, I can't see fakeologists there at all.
Another little piece of news that you might be interested in, Ab, is that one of the guys at that meetup had a conversation with the Quash guy, whatever his name is.
Because
he and actually the story I told you, the wife that was had all the reaction and it was getting the pressure to be double jabbed was working from home.
Yeah, I know. We heard that.
And so is this guy. They're both were in. He's getting pressure to get vaccinated as well, so he reached out to the guy at the Quash for legal answers, which I would have probably recommended against because I don't have the feeling that legal man has much confidence in the system to be able to police itself. And I also wanted to say to you and Frank, and I don't know if you've heard any of the stuff over at Crow, he has this guy, Alphonse, on once in a while. I don't know what his last name is. Evidently, he has a Telegram channel that's pretty popular. And he has legal solutions that he uses that I think are a little bit maybe unconventional in terms of the way lawyers practice law. But from what I understand, he has been able to get some results in the courts. And I keep intending to join that channel and start looking into that guy because he seems to have a pretty good handle on how the system works.
Yeah, and I think it's well worthwhile. By far, in one form or another, all of the people that I subscribe to, which is Empowerment Solutions, Know Your Rights, and Christian Remedy of Law, the fundamental issue is to establish under what basis people have control over you. The assumption that they have control over you is based on the birth certificate. And as far as I know, the Crow thing is the same basic thrust as well. But well worth you looking that up if those people have had success in your vicinity.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Farce. Yeah, I guess I should listen to more Crow. It's always the problem with this show, it always bugs me.
Crow 777, though, isn't it?
I know, and it's always driving into the second hour to sell the service, which I understand, but it just irritates me because of my the model that I prefer.
It's like $6 a month or so, I just say. I feel it's like it's probably worth that for me. I'm starting to feel guilty. I haven't pitched you any money in quite a while, so let me do that.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. I just don't like the extra hurdle. I don't mind pitching a few bucks here and there, but it's just the constant sales tactic that it just irritates me a little bit. But that's just my own hang-ups and inhibitions.
You know, devil's advocate here, he also has the excuse or whatever that he can put censorable content in the second hour because it's behind a paywall and he's less likely to get taken down on YouTube or whatever. Or, of course, now, you know, there was a post over on the Be Nice channel recently by someone that, where it was mentioned that the UN has some sort of hate speech or terrorism thing where they're starting to take down websites at the domain level.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, they don't take down. Yeah, they just. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's well,
they
it's
ask for it to be deregistered.
DNS resolution thing. I think you can always get where you want to go if you know the IP address. But if when people, if they wanted to take down Fakeologists, that just that name wouldn't resolve to the IP address.
Yeah,
people wouldn't find it. So yeah,
it makes sense to make your IP address well known, I think, Ab.
Yes, I have it somewhere. I forget where I put it, though. But yeah, you're right. It should be at the top of the blog.
We've been talking.
I'll put it right at the top.
On another server about maybe using the Riot. They're developing a parallel thing on Riot or something else where you can have an actual, your own server, like somebody, if they had an extra computer laying around, that to have a chat channel that's totally not hosted anywhere except in your own space or whatever.
TeamSpeak is.
Mm-hmm.
I used to use TeamSpeak. That's what I self-host that.
Yeah, but those are, I think they're platforms that have their software and whatnot, you know, existing on other computers besides your own.
No, it's not. I don't think so. TeamSpeak's on my own computer.
And that's a peer-to-peer situation?
Well, it's a client-to-server situation. I'm the server, you're the client.
Right, but so there's not a third part. I'm assuming Discord resides somewhere in a farm somewhere.
Yeah.
We're so
in Langley. how else do you explain a company that's so big that doesn't really have any viable way of generating income?
Yeah.
Bandwidth costs money, man.
Sure does.
No doubt it's a honeypot. Now that it's so big, I'd love to see the origin story. Same with Telegram.
Telegram,
you guys go on Telegram because my Telegram is wheezing. I can't download anything. I can barely get into channels now. It must be just overloaded now.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I've noticed lately that my pages, like on every browser and every place I visit, are taking like noticeably longer to load. Even though I check, like with my VPN on, I'm getting like 200 megabits download. If I take it off, it gets up to around 800. And normally that's plenty of speed to have everything load almost instantly. And for the past week, everything's been really slow, even at those speeds. So I feel like they have something going on.
I don't use a VPN.
It's another
layer of slowness.
Yeah, it does. It does slow you down for sure. But most of the time, it's not noticeable. Who knows if it's worth it? I feel like it might offer some confusion to somebody somewhere. Nord, whoever they are.
Exactly. You're almost paying them to track you. Really, that's the way I look at it. The only one that can really track you without one is your ISP. They can track your requests. So you're just paying someone else to probably track.
I'm still not so eager to get into the space where I want to think that everything in the world cannot be trusted, no matter what it is. That the powers that be have co-opted every last thing. And they've, because that's saying they've won already, basically, if you're going to look at it that way. Like, there's no hope. There's nothing you can do. They have everything. Well, do they? Or do they just want us to think that?
Yeah, they want us to think that, I reckon.
Well, that's why I'm not worried that I'm talking here, and then that's why I don't use a VPN. I don't use antivirus layers of filtering either. I'm just careful where I go and what I do. I have a level of understanding of technology to know that I don't need to reset my password every 5 minutes from my email. How you doing, Yesarian?
I'm good. Ab, how are you?
Fine. We were calling out the Tasmanians. We were saying that the next variant should be just named Tasmania.
Well,
that would be very scary.
I was actually saying, Yesarian, that if I ran their marketing campaign, because they've been advertising for tourists to come and see them.
Have they?
no one can travel, of course, so I don't know why they're bothering.
I was just saying, I think
the advertising campaign should be just saying, I've got Tasmania.
Well, I think we're probably the most normal state in Australia. You know, we need a few tourists here. I don't know what to say to that, Frank.
Well, there's a very big campaign going on in Victoria where the Tasmanians are saying, come and visit Tasmania.
Yeah.
But who's going to get there? Are they allowed to travel? I've got no idea.
Well, I see Queensland plates all over the place. You know, they're fucking, I don't know whether they're coming here or they stayed here. But
so it's all happening.
Yeah, well, it's not much different, really, you know, unless you go to the airport. I think we're going to be shot dead on Monday if we haven't got masks or something. I've seen some headline somewhere. Right. We're all... You know, by the 15th of December, look out if you're not fucking vaccinated. You're going to be in fucking trouble.
Is that right?
I can't wait till the fines start. That's going to start off in Greece. $100 a month. That'll be interesting. The fines for not checking in at the airport here when you land, they're in the multiple thousands. If you just walk out of the airport without going through the COVID machine, they just paper you up.
Yeah, don't worry about the virus. We'll kill you with fucking regulations.
Fines are their tools. Their tools are always fines.
Yep.
That's their tool. Yeah. And the fines, the higher the number, the scarier it is. They just say, it'll be $10,000. It scares the hell out of people.
Oh, yeah.
Come get it. Come get the 10,000.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition, you Sarian.
That's right. Not the fucking comfy chair.
Not the comfy chair. Have you got all the stuffing pushed up into one corner?
Hey, that's it. Well, I'm glad you guys were discussing the economic pressures on Tasmania and the rest of the world. I'm just going to have a listen to you because you make more sense than I do. Have a good night.
You seem cogent tonight. You just start drinking or are you taking something lighter this week?
I'm half plastered, Ed. That's why I'm going to listen.
All right.
Well, before you go, Sarin, did you hear that Australia is going to run out of this stuff called AdBlue, which is made out of urea? And because of that, all of the diesel trucks are going to stop in about March. Have you heard this?
Well, I've heard a lot of fear, Frank. I didn't know about the trucks. But there you go. Maybe if we piss in the tank, they'll be just fine.
Right. That's very good.
A new version of a tiger in your tank.
That's it. Cheerio.
All right, man.
The piss tank. You got it.
So are you getting that story there, Ab?
No. I got one email from my fuel source that was telling me that on Friday you better fill up. You'd be out of fuel. That was a couple months ago and never came to pass, but they actually sent that email out saying, look out.
This is it.
Lots of threats.
Mm. Wars and rumors of wars. All right. Well, I might go to bed.
All right. Turn in.
Nice to chat
always
to you
a
again,
good thing. Good chatting with you. Very, very good conversation, as always.
Buenas noches.
We have Babette in the room. Buenas noches.
Hi, Frank.
We have Babette, Forest Valley. Miss Frank has been very active in the fakeologist world. It's been great. Great chats. Actually, haven't even listened to, I think Frank was in 996, FAC 996. But I don't always get through them, so if I miss somebody for the show description, you just let me know and I'll put it in. I don't really do any show description other than the people in it. I should, if I could, I would put some search words in because we talk about a lot of good stuff that it's really, you can't really find unless you listen. And why wouldn't you listen? So it sounds like you get some good listener groups down in Miami. That's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of a regular thing, semi-regular, maybe bi-monthly or quarterly or something. They're able to, somebody's putting together a no agenda meetup anyway. The no agenda crowd is pretty close, I think, to where they need to be. They're well on their way to overturning the entire narrative. I get a little frustrated with no agenda from time to time because they just don't go far enough.
Agreed.
They have trouble understanding inflation, which is a little bit comical to me. Kind of go back and forth trying to figure out why prices are rising without ever saying anything about the fact that they injected like $13 trillion into the economy last year.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Heroes.
Purple Plate.
Fluidic Blue Now.
Emerald Equator.
The Asarian.
Pioptica.
For Science.
You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com.
That was Yossarian. That's funny. Yeah, but otherwise, they're probably making bank on their podcast because they talk about COVID all the time. And they're pretty close to the truth, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the things are pretty spot on, and they do, I thought they did a pretty good expose on Cargill not too long ago, which,
that was great.
I was unfamiliar with the level of influence. What did they say they have like their own secret service or something?
Yes, that was really good. They have their own intelligence agencies, that rivals the CIA. I don't know if it's that high, but that big. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. Makes sense.
The way I understand it, the CIA and the Secret Service is part of the Treasury Department in the U.S.
Yes.
And I think both the CIA and the Secret Service are just basically some sort of security and intelligence apparatus for the banks. I think that's their primary loyalty and reporting chain or whatever.
Why did the Secret Service get custody of the president's protection? What is the history of that? Is he the head banker?
Or the head spokesperson for the banks to make sure the narrative keeps the banking scam intact.
It makes sense, huh? He's literally the president of the Treasury.
Yeah, it's there's so much about this system that's so obfuscated. I mean, you could go, like, they have this whole SESTA-KV versus SESTA-KTrust idea that the actual owners of the systems are in a creditor-debtor relationship to most nations, certainly the United States and probably Canada, and where the nation is actually in a debtor status, so there's no way to actually seek redress or remedy in any of their courts or anything because you don't have the status to be able to present yourself on that level, because you're like trying to go to somebody that you're in hot to and demand some terms or conditions or whatever. They're like, yeah, well, we'll talk when you're out of debt, but right now you owe us, so we set the terms.
Right.
And evidently that could very well be a system that's in place, but nobody really knows about that, and people think they're operating in a system where the buck stops with the president or Congress or whatever, but I think there's a...
Yeah, that's true. So we're in a permanent state of disadvantage by being in debt, is what you're saying.
Exactly. And that's, I think there's a superstructure above all the governments that have to do with the banks and the ruling families that has a way of operating that we don't know anything about, really.
It might be the ultimate workaround to representative government is just put them into debt so they got to do everything you say when you say it because they owe you everything. And the country is literally the security on the line. So all the rules are rewritten because of that. Yeah, that's brilliant. I like that.
But what makes it even better is that you don't have to have anything to lend in the first place. You can put a country into debt with not having any collateral or anything. You just make up the money on the spot out of thin air and give that to them, and now they're in debt. That's a scam. Unparalleled in its audacity and effectiveness, which is odd, but yeah.
You just say, I'll run your money system for you. I'll keep track of who owes what to whom. And by the way, if you need any extra money for a war or you want to build a bridge, we'll lend it to you because we're in control of it anyway. We'll just keep track of what you owe. And when you owe too much, we'll just take stuff from you until you give it back. And that really parallels the Pfizer story when they were rolling into some South American countries where they said, listen, you know, you got to give us this army base because you're not willing to protect us from liability. So just give us this and then we'll give you our magic potion for your population that's demanding it.
It didn't stop with the base, the way I heard it. They wanted the bank, the buildings, institutions, military bases.
It was
a pretty long list.
Yeah, that's why I say the most powerful country in the world right now is called Pfizer. And it seems like the ruling class has put all their, are channeling Pfizer to take over the world.
But think about that for a second. Like anybody that were to come to you, I don't know, for a mortgage or a car lease or an employment contract, whatever, and have those kind of terms, and you give it to a lawyer to look over, and he'd be like, yeah, this looks good. Yeah, your bank account, your house, your car. Yeah, your firstborn.
Yeah,
this all looks above board. I'll sign off on it. How does that happen? How can they get away with that? Like, there's no lawyer in Argentina that can look at that contract and say, this is insane. You guys would have to be crazy to take this. Why would you reject this out of hand?
I don't know if it went. Did it actually go through? I know they were off. That was their offer.
Yeah, it might have had, well, it had to do with indemnity, and maybe they have some insurance workaround for that. But, yeah, just the fact that they would have terms like that to begin with should be enough to make you run far and fast.
You can tell that the president of Pfizer has a level of confidence of a dictator right now, because some of the things he's saying in public make it sound like he is acting with complete protection and indemnity from anything. Did you hear this? His name is Albert Bourla. So probably some Khazarian Sephardic Jew, or he's just part of the ruling class. He is just... We'll have to find some of his latest quotes on the Twitter. Give me a second. I got to step away from the mic for one sec. Yeah, let me step away from the mic. I'm back.
Yeah, I find it interesting that somebody with a criminal track record as long and storied as Pfizer can come out and talk about how people talking about their criminal track record should be considered criminals.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, it's the upside down world.
Yep. Well, I'm going to go enjoy the upside down world. I think I guess we're on the top to today, so I get to walk upright till later.
How's the weather down there?
A little bit cloudy today, but yeah, it's nothing like winter. It's kind of hard to get the Christmas vibe down here. It's not really too cold, probably in the 70s somewhere. But yeah, it's...
And how hot is it when it's summer? Is it unbearably hot down there? Because you live there all year round, obviously.
The only thing about it that makes it really uncomfortable is the humidity. The heat, it generally will stay in the 80s and 90s. It rarely gets into the upper 90s or over 100. It's almost never. But the humidity is right. Pretty extreme, so it's hard to stay dry if you're spending time outside and being active. So that's just something you have to get used to. But
we have that here a lot.
Detoxifying, effective, eliminating stuff through your pores while you're outside being active. So I'm used to it, but I did notice when I lived in Austin for a little bit, when the temperatures out there would get up to 104, 106 or something like that, you feel that difference in the heat, for sure. Although it doesn't have the humidity, but I find the humidity easier to take than that extreme.
How long did you live in Austin?
I was there for a couple of years. I have family out there, so I've been going back and forth to Austin for decades.
Where were you born?
I actually, oddly enough, I worked with a guy who used to be like a cameraman and sort of assistant for Alex Jones when he was doing cable access, like in the early 90s.
Good
and
stuff.
Do
you think he's Bill Hicks?
No, I don't think it lines up with the timeline. I don't think there's a way to. There's videos that you can find of Alex Jones in like the City Hall and stuff when he's kind of more like in his early 20s. It would have been a time that's coincidental when like Bill Hicks was still alive, and they're just totally different looking people.
I've seen the photos. She was on then.
They're not close enough.
But what I'm saying is you can see young Alex Jones live in City Hall at the same time old Bill Hicks was performing on stage.
Wow.
Don't look anything alike at that time, so I don't know how you explain that they're the same person.
Do you think they killed him?
No, me neither.
No, I don't think they killed him. I think
most comics kill themselves. Most comics are really depressed.
Yeah, well, they don't know the truth, Ab. That's the problem.
No, I think they do.
Well, maybe they fucking do too. Hey.
Yeah, but I see. What about the similar? Wasn't this Kevin character?
The producer Kevin Booth. Yeah,
right. Did he know him?
Yeah, evidently they worked together. From what I understand, I don't know anything about that relationship personally. But yeah, I think Kevin.
No, your Booth, friend. Did he know Kevin Booth?
Oh, I never asked him about that. I could do that. Asked him about the whole Bill Hicks thing years after the fact, and he didn't think it worked. He didn't think it added up.
Oh, did he even consider it, or he thought it was total BS?
No, he considered it because he was familiar with it. He had heard about it, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it work with the timeline that he was familiar with.
Were you born in the South? Were you born in the South?
Yeah, I was born in Texas.
Oh, wow.
grew up in New Orleans.
Right, that's the accent. You got a bit of a New Orleans thing going on there. Yeah. What do you think of New Orleans?
New Orleans is a very interesting place. I think it has some of the most character of any city in the country. It's really unique. Louisiana, it's a very different kind of place. I like it. We went there on our honeymoon, and Miss Farce fell in love with it, and we went back a bunch of times. She liked it so much. There's no place like it. It's they kind of messed it up.
Why don't you live there?
I don't know. I might have found it a little limiting or something when I was there. My parents were always, you know, Texans. They always identified real strongly as Texans, and we were kind of just there for work. We moved away when I was 14, and they never moved back. And I went back and went to college there for a little bit. But then by that time, a lot of my friends and everything had left and moved to other places, and I just didn't really have anything that was holding me there in particular. And in retrospect, it seems a little small compared to some of the bigger cities I've lived in.
Well, I think you conspiracy theorists add a lot of light to the world, you know, and I think you are doing a great job. Fast Value, and all the rest of you, fucking brilliant, man. All the best to you.
This is a great site. This is a great site. It really is. It really is a great site.
It is.
Yeah, thank you, Yosarian. Yeah, I'm raising the hand. We got so many great people on all the time. Yeah, it's a great site.
All the best to you. Cheers.
Cheers. Raise a glass of Fastas or whatever the hell you're drinking. Johnny Walker's.
You know, what's kind of funny about this site and these conversations is I think about it a lot of the time, how generally, for the most part, they're pretty even toned and measured and thoughtful, and it's like about as far away from a raving lunatic as you could get. And it would be so instructive for so many people to be able to just tune in and listen to the conversations that go on here and find out that we're not actually crazy. And while I was composing that thought, I was thinking about mainstream media and the people on these boxes and stuff, and they're the ones that talk like lunatics. Like hyperbolic and emotional and sanctimonious. It's like, how is it that
men doing stuff as women?
How is it that they can label us as crazy? Yeah, it's upside down world, clown world.
I don't accept that label, so we're not crazy. This is a very measured site. We don't have lunatics here. Very smart here. After the break, Parsonab.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, this is a great site, great audio. So the chatting has been terrific. Of course, the COVIDian call has brought out the best in people.
I would imagine a lot of people are looking for some little oasis of sanity somewhere, because they're not going to find it with their friends and family and their political system or the media.
They're abandoning them in record numbers. There's nothing to talk about with so many people now. Zero.
And how long can you stay in that environment where nothing makes sense and you have no solid footing, and you're going to trust the media, but every other day they're contradicting themselves and giving you some new nonsense story? I mean, after a point, you probably would be looking for something that actually makes sense, that resolves some of these contradictions.
Yeah, and some more people who are listening have to spread the word of this great site. If you don't do anything else, send it to somebody else, email it to them, get them listening to these audio chats. They're all free, they're all downloadable, they're all on the latest podcast player, whatever one you use. They're all easy to access. This is the best. They're one of the best anyway, for sure. We play clips every. And Frank is going to get maybe one of these sound boxes so he can play his audio from his phone or his computer. And I think Wayfair has one. He likes it now. Rick can do it. Although Rick doesn't need any props. He can just talk. But maybe Rolo should get one, actually. All right, Rolo, if you're listening, go buy one of those boxes so you can play stuff. Be more interesting.
How's he been managing so far? I hear Rolo inserts clips all the time.
Yeah, he's using the Fredboat, which works pretty well. It'd just be easier probably for him. I know he uses a tablet, though. If you're sitting at home, I don't see the point of using a tablet other than you can carry it around the house. if you're sitting in front of a proper desktop, you can really play easily anything you want. But yeah, we got great production level here. We have many pod children as well, which is cool. Yeah, it's a good sanctuary. I may have a guy on from, I may actually found another Canadian who's really got his head screwed on correctly. His name is Tiago Fernando. He's a Portuguese guy, and he might come on tonight. I gotta hit him up.
I did listen to your show with the San Francisco cop that was on Humble and Fred.
Oh, good. Good. I was gonna ask you, yeah. Feedback.
That was pretty good. I thought that was a nice crossover connection to the sort of normal world, I guess, whatever you call it. Like that, you know, it's probably a guy that hasn't been too far down this road, but I think it's really great to have an example for other people to hear, like, okay, this is a, you know, policeman, somebody probably pretty invested in the system. He can come over here and actually be much better received than he was on the radio show.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, I do like to do that now and then because we can talk to ourselves all day long and entertain the hell out of ourselves, but we need more people that are now have their brains cracked in half to come over and listen to our side of the story. And if he can promote the site to any of his circle, it'd be great, because I certainly identify with him. I think a lot of these people don't know what's happening to them. They know why they're being attacked because they have this alternate thought in their brain that they can't get it out. They know something's wrong, but they have no support system to guide them through the processing of that wrong thing. And of course, when we hear him, we know, I say, oh my God, he's another one that's slipping out of the matrix. Let's catch the guy before he makes a hard fall, and let's help him out and get him back up. So I really wanted to tell him, hey God, you are on the right track. You're definitely on the right track. So I think he was quite grateful. He's a very gracious person. Even, I think he said, any time you're in Tallahassee, come visit. So, you know, I'm really tempted now to, let's put it this way. If I'm forced out of my job, if there's going to be a couple years of respite in Florida before it gets flipped to the New World Order, I might come down there. Hey, I file my IRS tax return every year. That's the whole reason I did it. I don't want any trouble.
Yeah, this seems to be one of the last places where things are relatively normal. I guess whatever you want to call it, not so totalitarian as so many other places are becoming. I wonder about people like that San Francisco cop, though, if he goes to the fakeologist.com site and sees 9/11 didn't happen, Kennedy didn't happen, AIDS didn't happen, Sandy Hook, like, are they gonna, but evidently he did that and said, yeah, whatever, I'll give it a shot, I'll talk to him, what could it hurt?
Yeah, I don't know if he actually read anything. I just sent him an email saying, good job, I felt bad for you, come chat if you want, because I'm on your side, and I wouldn't mind deconstructing your interview, and I couldn't even play a few seconds. We had so much to talk about. I just played a few clips from that show he was on, and he just went away to the races. So it was, we could have gone on for 5 hours if I didn't run out of time, because he really was disturbed and perturbed by it. I really enjoyed it. I thought, I always enjoy getting new people to think our way. I think it's a real challenge. It's very difficult. But if anyone has just this tiny bit of interest, we gotta just drag them across the rest of the way as much as possible without killing them. So he says he'd come back on. I will check in with him maybe in a couple of months to see what progress he's made, if any. I mean, to give up a life in San Francisco, which is one of the most livable places when it comes to climate, to just give up everything and leave, doesn't matter where you go, that's a big move. That I should have explored that more, but that is a huge commitment to do that.
I mean, there for a long time, San Francisco, it kind of shared this appeal that Austin had. For there were people that would go live in Austin or San Francisco, and that was their mission, just to live in San Francisco. That was their whole purpose for being. I'm going to go live in San Francisco. Right. I'll be a barista or a bike messenger or whatever. It doesn't matter. I just want to live there.
Yeah.
And the geography, and like you said, the climate of that, well, the entirety of California is pretty amazing geographically.
But, yes.
They've managed to, the corruption of the political system out there is just so, I mean, I guess people don't notice it after a while, or if they've been there or whatever, but yeah, to drive people out of that environment with the politics, you know, it takes some doing. There's a lot out there to recommend it, but once it gets to the level that it is now, I don't, just not.
Well, it's the direct threat. It's the direct threat. The threat is becoming more direct as the days go by everywhere, and but just have to see who cracks first. I mean, if a parent is so disconnected from, say, their child that they would let the state attack them and not do anything about it, then there's really nothing much we could do. Really, it's if you take your children to willingly put them in harm's way, literally run them across the highway.
I think we should punch the motherfuckers right in the fucking face, but that's just my opinion. I'll leave you guys.
Yeah, but who? Yeah, as I've said before, you aim your gun. Where do you aim it at? Who are you shooting at? It could be your mother.
Yeah, that's why I'm not too worried about a civil war because there's no uniforms. There's no blue and gray. How's anybody going to know what side anybody's on? So it's impractical.
Yeah,
I think we're already in the war. This is World War III. It's like, what do they say about armies that are always fighting the last war? And we, as the target, the enemy combatants, are probably mentally fighting the last war. And
What about the fucking pro-choice people? Aren't they something to be contended with?
It's funny you mention that because that was on the No Agenda show. They dropped that label now. It's now abortion rights. They got rid of pro-choice because it's a big marketing problem. I thought that's why I love the No Agenda show, because he has certain insights that are just really good. And that is one amazing, that's an amazing theme that the geniuses at the top have changed. You'll never hear pro-choice anymore. That's gone.
Do you think that the pro-choice people will just die off now and go away and forget what they knew?
No, pro-choice doesn't apply to mass injection. They're still okay with killing the preborn. And that's another great word, by the way. That's another great word that I got from Matthew Arrett, or not Matthew Arrett, from the pastor there, Matt Truella. He calls them the preborn. It's really hard to attack someone who is preborn as opposed to unborn. Un is a negative anti-word, but pre means it's just about to happen. I think that's a great relabeling. It really helps humanize the pre-born child.
Well, I just want you to know that I don't agree with this fucking bullshit, and I think something should be done about it.
Yeah, but you're fighting your shadow almost. There's too many people right around you that agree with it.
No, I'm fighting.
Like shooting yourself in the foot.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but the No Agenda show really hit the nail on the head with that bit of genius. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so Matt Truella. Okay, I got that. What else were you saying before, Parse?
Oh, I don't know. I think we were talking a little bit about San Francisco and the cop and whatnot. Whether there would be a civil war due to the fact that we won't know who to fight because everybody looks the same.
That was it. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Or is it quiet weapons for silent wars? Who says that all the time? Somebody says that.
Silent weapons for quiet wars. I have it on, it's a pretty short read. It's only about 30 pages or something, I think. I have it in PDF.
Oh, it's a book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that what this is about? Is that your World War III? You brought it up then. Okay.
Well, no, I consider the World War III the war of the, whoever we want to, I hate to use the term elite, but the ruling families, the string pullers, puppet masters, whoever. It's the war of them against the productive class, I would call them.
Rising middle class, yeah.
Well, I look at it as a productive class because the people that actually do things and make things and produce things, they have, I mean, and this has been going on for a long time. These people are demonized. They're made to look like bumbling idiots, provincial rubes that don't know enough to look after themselves, even though at the same time, the puppet masters are so reliant on everything that they produce that they use to further enslave them. It's such a twisted system. But
what if they tell the blacksmiths that your fucking horseshoes are not required anymore? We don't need you. What do we do? Put us on a universal fucking wage or something like that? Yeah. How do you cope with blacksmiths in modern times? That's my. Never mind. I'm a bit pissed.
Good question. But that reminds me as well that they consider the middle class that is going to be wiped out anyone who is worth less than $100 million. So that puts that's just about everybody, actually. When they came up with that number, I thought, oh my goodness, there's a lot. Now, we have billionaires in Canada, so they won't be touched. They're the ones that own the construction companies and the grocery stores. But that doesn't leave, that means most people are going to be losing their wealth, whatever they've accumulated.
And how did you come up with this number? How do you know that that's their number, I guess, is the question.
Well, I don't know now where I heard that. It stuck in my head. If you just type it in, search for it, 100 million is the cutoff for being in the middle class. Somebody said it. Probably the World Economic Forum. I don't know who said it. Maybe it was this guy named Francis, the market sniper. He went behind a paywall, which really irritates me, because I like listening to him, but man, oh man, he kept behind a paywall, and then I actually paid him some library tokens on Odyssey, because I accumulated them somehow, and but I can't download easily, and it's just such a pain. I didn't finish what I paid for, and now I don't know where it is.
Why don't you give him some Bitcoin ad, promoted to fucking Bitcoin? I hope you paid him some Bitcoin.
No, I paid him in library. No, Odyssey uses library coins. I don't even know. I barely know what they are, but you get them when you watch stuff.
Does that mean that we have more in common with someone who's worth $100 million than that person has with the actual rich people?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Because I think the rich people are quadrillionaires. I think they, the elite have 1 + 15 zeros after in their bank account.
I mean, I don't think they necessarily have to have anything, because they have a printing press in their back pocket. They could just create what they want whenever they need it.
That's so true. Well, then they have unlimited. They have infinity.
They give us our worldview and shit like that. Except for people like you, conspiracy theorists, who tell us the truth. There you go.
Well, I've got to go make some hay while I have your son. So it's
by the way, your mic was spot on tonight, Farce. Did you change something?
Well, that's the thing about it. I almost never change anything. So what do I got? Oh. I got my output set to...
glitches. Take a picture. Take a picture of your settings, because whatever it is, the noise gate, everything was fine.
I'm almost 100% certain the glitches, depending on what they are upstream of me.
Oh, okay.
For the most part, because I listen with the headphones, and my signal is solid all the way through, and I hear the gate acting when it's on.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe it might be a little more tame. But
cheers, Fast Value, and cheers, Ab. All the best to you guys.
I wanted to give you, because I always criticize you when you're cutting out. So I said tonight I'm going to tell him his audio
all
is.
Right. This is a perfect time. Bye all.
All the best. Bye bye.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
Well, there goes Farce Value from Florida. What a great contributor to the site, the donor. He's donated talent, treasure, and time, all the three T's. So grateful at the Fakeologist site. You can do the same thing, of course, or you can do all three, or you can do one, or if you do nothing else, share the site, share. Subscribe everywhere, FakeoTube, Fakeologist, Discord, Telegram, email, WordPress, we're everywhere. We're on YouTube as well, barely. Don't really put much on YouTube, though, but we're nationwide, and we reach a very large audience. And I'm going to probably stop talking now, because that's enough talking. I'll be on tonight. If you're listening to this live or you want to listen to it later, we'll be on tonight. We'll be on maybe talking to a new voice. I'll hit that guy up later. And, every now and then I find someone that sounds real interesting. And if they're willing, I'll talk. And this guy is really interesting. Not sure how much of a fakeologist he is, but he's awake. He understands the Great Reset. He's telling us telling us what he's seeing out there, and it doesn't take much to read the tea leaves. They're right in front of your nose. If you want to hear some sentient Canadian, then tune in tonight around 8:30 FAK, fake11.com/stream1, fake11.com/radio1, and you're listening, of course, to fake11.com/radio2 if you're listening live.
How do you do this stuff, Tim?
How do I do what?
You know, bring fucking truth to the world.
Well, you're witnessing it. You can see how I'm doing it.
Well, what, how did you know this shit?
I just read about it. I don't know anything other than what I read and what makes sense to me. I've always been interested in what's going on, and I'm taking advantage of this amazing internet world that where everyone is just telling everyone what's happening, and you just gotta find it. It's not hard to find. You just gotta put some time. It's just time. I'm only exchanging my time. I could be doing other things with my time. Anyone can exchange their time for research. I don't drink, so I have time.
You're not after fame and fortune.
No, not really. What about, give me a sec.
What about being notorious?
Well, you don't see my face out there, so that's not it. Just give me a second here. Gotta step away.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Well, does it matter? You are the king, after all. You are the grand master, Ab. You are the man behind the curtain, so to speak. But you do a fucking great job, Ab. You know, you're a fucking light in the dark.
Thank you, thank you. Hold on.
I just wanted to say you got a fucking spunky wife as well. So I've been told. No, I haven't been making that up, Ab, but she sounds pretty good. You know, she supports you and shit like that. So, you know, you've got a lot to look forward to before you die, haven't you? Etc. Where's Fred Broat Patron?
What are you saying?
I'm sorry, what were you saying, Ab? Are you telling me something?
That's what I said. I said, what are you saying?
All right. Well, there you go. You got me there. What I'm saying is, sometimes life is strange, don't you think?
I think it's always strange. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about how strange life is, basically. Unless you're pissed, Ab, or stoned.
Can you out-drink Rollo?
I reckon I could.
Really? He tells us he buys two bottles of vodka and a bunch of, I guess, a case of Red Bull once a week. That's his standard diet. Do you drink more than that?
Well, not necessarily, Ab. I'm a, what do you call it when you get a thought and you do it? What do you
impulse?
Call that?
You're impulsive.
Yeah, I'm a fucking impulse drinker, Ab.
Okay.
I'm an impulse.
You're always drunk. You must have a constant impulse if you're always drunk.
I'm drunk like about once every month or 6 weeks or... But what does it fucking matter?
Wondering why... Is truth so painful that you have to be drunk to come to it? Because both you and Rollo, it seems like you only want to talk when you're completely hammered. So that puzzles me.
Well, why does the truth puzzle you, Tim? I mean,
well, you're staring.
The fucking truth is very fucking rare in this life. I mean, who stumbles across truth and even fucking knows it, that was truth? I won't get that mixed up with the cartoon or my fucking fantasy or some shit like that. Hello?
Yeah, try and answer the question now.
Well, what was the question again about truth?
Why do you have to be drunk to come to my channel? You never talk when you're sober, so obviously there's something painful.
Well, look, I do talk when I'm sober, but apparently I'm so fucking boring I never get a response.
I'm not sure. I don't hear you talk.
Well, then I get pissed and I say some fucking bullshit and everybody gets perturbed or upturbed or whatever it is. Maybe that's the the truth effect, Ab. I don't know, man. I just do feel a lot more comfortable when I get pissed. You got any problem with that, boy? Oh, I mean, Ab.
I'm just outside. I'll get to you in a second here. This gas station is more interesting than what you're saying.
That's fucking... Anyway, all the best to you, Timmy, and Mrs. Ab. She's seen sound. Never mind. All the best to you, Cobber. You want to step outside and talk about this a bit more? But you do a pretty good blog and shit like that, Ab, you know. I'm sure of something. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure of something. I'm sure it'll be a good year next year. Not that I'm saying that this year wasn't and all that shit like that there stuff.
Are you on the do you go on my blog, fakeologist.com? Do you read the blog?
Sometimes I will read a story if it's about tits and nudity and stuff. But apart from that, not much.
You don't read my blog? Okay.
No, not much. Yeah. I do occasionally, Ab. You know, I am what is called a fucking free spirit, mate.
I'll take that as a never.
No, don't take that as a never, mate. Don't take that as a never.
Anyway, getting back to my original question, now that I'm able to talk, because the gas pump was taking forever for some reason. There's too many people here.
I feed me goldfish, shit like that.
It is interesting that the more gas pumps there are in use, the slower it pumps. It almost seems like it rations the electricity, or the electricity can only power so much pumping.
That's
now,
it's like the fucking money, isn't it, Ab? The more you got, the less you can fucking buy. You know, that's, we say that in Glasgow all the time. The fucking more money you've got, the less you can fucking buy. And we're getting fucking pissed off about that. We are getting fucking pissed off that there's a lot of that type stuff. You know, I'm just saying that the price of fucking petrol has never been fucking higher, Ab.
Yes, no, it's gone down, though.
Do you drive a car, Ab?
I drive a van.
Aye?
Yeah.
What make is it?
It is a Chrysler.
Oh, no. Not a fucking Ford Chrysler. A fucking... look, I couldn't believe that, Ab. You must be fucking rolling in it, mate. You must be fucking rolling in it.
A Chrysler is a working man's car. I don't know. What are you talking about?
Not in Australia. A fucking Chrysler is a fucking luxury fucking vehicle for the plebs, for fuck's sake. That's the sort of thing we fucking look up to. That's what we fucking strive for, mate. A fucking Chrysler.
Okay, that's... a different country, I guess. Never would have thunk it. If Critical Thinker, if you're linking, if I'm just reading my email while I'm listening to you banter on. Critical Thinker, if you're listening, I did think I sent you a login, but I'm going to try again. And I just read the interview with Mr. Wayfair. Wayfair, thanks for the technological tips. I did send the... I did send the cloud lifter back. I don't need it. I didn't realize I didn't need it. Velocet advised me on that, so thank you for that.
I like Velocet. He's a good fucking Aussie boy.
Not anymore. He's from Florida now.
Oh, my God. They're all fucking deserting. Don't they believe that we will win, Ab?
I don't know what they believe.
You believe we will win, don't you, Ab? Good will triumph over it. Fucking evil, mate.
I don't know.
But you're our hero.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right. Your name will be fucking on banners in the street when this is over, Ab. But who will remember the poor man? No one, but they will celebrate with firecrackers and shit. You know, I don't know what it's going to be, Ab, but we're going to fucking win this, man. We're going to fucking win this because of people like you and people like Fast Value and people like Kelly and people like me. We're going to fucking win this, boy. Oh, well, I'm just saying. Shit, stop. Take that there. I could be a fucking delusion or fucking mental case, a fucking conspiracy theorist or something like that there. But then again, you must be as well, my friend, to be putting this shit out there, you know. The truth will set you free, blah, blah, fucking blah, stuff like that. Hello?
Sorry, I'm just reading an email. I'm reading my emails.
Okay. I see you're still there, fakeologist.
Bad catitude, Frank, if you're listening. Bad catitude.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I fucking think you're brilliant, Ab. I fucking think you're marvelous.
Thank you.
I am going to go.
Did you know, here's a bonus for any of you people that are still listening to me and Yossarian. Well, I was on my broadcast with Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. My fake Christmas tree fell over.
Oh, God.
My fake Christmas tree fell over in the middle of a broadcast. And I almost stopped it. Yeah, it's crazy. And as a side note or a post note to this audio chat, I just want to thank Forest Value for the super generous donation. Just check the donor box and your donation was duly noted. Thank you so much. Very generous. And also just noticed Critical Sinker chimed in with a monthly subscription to the site. So thank you very much, Critical Sinker. Appreciate all you've done. Time, talent, and treasure. All you guys that donate one or all of the above. So thank you very, very much, guys. We'll keep on trucking and keep on broadcasting the truth. So thank you so, so much.
That's all, folks.